Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a progress report that doesn't reflect much progress. The administration update to Congress on the Iraq war concludes the Baghdad government has failed to meet key benchmarks, fueling growing dissatisfaction among lawmakers. The chief spokesman, Tony Snow, tells CBS's Early Show,
"What we want to see is an Iraqi government that is able not only to work together with the prime minister, but also have the various sectarian groups forming a unity government and stepping up and doing the things they need to do."
Now, the war will be on the mind of President Bush as he hits the road today. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering.
President Bush is expected to use a Cleveland appearance to discuss his desire to reduce the U.S. troop presence in Iraq sometime next year. Facing growing bipartisan congressional pressure, Mr. Bush will outline his vision for Iraq after the current surge operation. The Washington Post reports he'll say that future troop levels will be linked to the unpredictable conditions on the ground. It's part of a presidential drive to get ahead of Congress on the pressing Iraq war issue. With more on that, here's CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
The Senate will consider a series of Iraq amendments to a Pentagon spending bill, starting with one from Virginia Democrat Jim Webb that would limit the number of troops available for service in Iraq by requiring they get more rest at home in between deployments.
This is something that needs to be done for the health of the military and for the health of our troops.
Another key Democratic amendment would require most U.S. combat troops be out of Iraq by next spring.
And when it comes to keeping the ranks full, the Army is falling short. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive says the war in Iraq is making it tougher to lure new recruits into the military.
An official at the Pentagon says the Army missed its target in June by around 15% after a 7% shortfall in May. The official blames parents, saying they and other influencers, his word, are not being as supportive as they used to be when young Americans say they want to join the military. That may be in part because the popular image of the Iraq war has turned negative. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
New questions about the truthfulness of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. The Washington Post cites internal FBI documents revealing Gonzalez was sent a report detailing at least half a dozen alleged abuses of power under the Patriot Act just days before he told Congress there had been none. Wildfires keep plaguing the West, fueled by high temperatures, bone-dry conditions, and winds. Utah Governor John Huntsman got a first-hand look at the monster blaze in his state.
It's a very large fire geographically. It's, I would say, the largest in the world right now. 300,000 acres.
A wildfire in South Dakota is blamed for killing one man and leaving more than 30 families homeless. And around Mormon Lake, Arizona, residents like Heather Lucahan are worried about a blaze that's charred more than 1,500 acres.
It is like living in the middle of the world's largest campfire. There's no way to get out of the smoke. It's permeating the house.
It's going to be another scorcher for much of the country. In the West, the mercury will climb into the triple digits in some places, while the 90s will be the norm in many sections of the East. For this New Yorker named Bob, fighting the sizzle is pretty basic.
I'm drinking a lot of water, trying to keep cool by going in air conditioning.
The Big Apple has opened some 300 cooling centers. A lot more choices could be coming to wireless customers under a plan being pushed by the head of the Federal Communications Commission. We're live with CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett.
There could be new rules which would allow you to take a smartphone like the iPhone and load it with software. You wouldn't have to use just the applications that Apple and AT&T give you. USA Today says in Europe you can get mobile phones with Wi-Fi, but that's not the case here in the States. Here, services are often locked out, and if you switch carriers, you have to toss your old phone. Now, with the upcoming auction of wireless airwaves, the government says there should be more consumer choices. Nick?
Well, they're snagging plans to free millions of Americans from the threat of a big tax hit. It's a legislative fight over differences between the Senate and House versions of a bill sparing...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Intended. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A semi-cold front is blowing in, happening right now. Winds picking up all along the Front Range. Drivers definitely need both hands on the wheel. Rain may blow in later on this morning. Firefighters now have 50% containment of that fast-moving wildfire southwest of Durango that's charred about 1,500 acres. Some 20 homes stand 2 miles from the blaze. Firefighters still building containment lines to save save them. Officials believe the fire was started by lightning Sunday afternoon. And the frantic 911 tapes from the night of a crash that claimed the lives of three family members released by Aurora Police.
I need you to listen to me and answer my questions.
Yes.
Why are you looking for a park at night?
I'm sorry, because they're trying to cut the baby out of the seatbelt.
2-year-old Tyler O'Neill received a broken femur. He's in good condition at Children's Hospital. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Fairly calm as the commute gets underway, although we did have a two-car crash. Final cleanup westbound I-76 near US 85. High winds forcing you to keep your hands on the wheel, and the usual increase along southbound 25 from Thornton into the city, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon with isolated showers. High of 82. Tonight looks like the winds subside.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free.
Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Thing that works. I guess we don't take any calls. John's got to come in here and fix it. I'm talking about the call screen thing in here so I can see what's going on. And this is my fault. You know, this is my fault for going around and cruising the web and looking at news stories and looking at items. Thank you, John. And not paying attention to what I should be paying attention to. High today is going to be 82 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. I've said this so many times that it... I know you're going to say, oh, here we go again. Does he have to say this again? But it's really true. There is so much going on that I only hope that we can get to most of it this morning. And I don't know if we can. And I think the biggest thing that's out there, the biggest story that's out there, is about Iraq. And this is the AP story that broke last night. A progress report on Iraq will conclude that the U.S.-backed government in Baghdad has not met any of its targets for political, economic, and other reforms, speeding up the Bush administration's reckoning on what to do next, a U.S. official said on Monday. The pivotal point for addressing the matter will no longer be September the 15th, as initially envisioned, when a full report on Bush's so-called surge plan is due, but instead will come this week when the interim mid-July assessment is released, the official said, speaking on the condition of anonymity because the draft is still under discussion. Now, a year ago, and I don't want to start out at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6, being preachy, whiny, crying, or beating up on George W. Bush because it's too easy to do this, to beat up on him. By the way, his popularity is down again. It has sunk again to a low point now of 29%. If you want to reference the poll and you want to look at it, and I had it here in front of me. Now I don't know what I did with it, but it's on the cover of USA Today, and you can go to their website and you can look at it. But a year ago, we were told about these benchmarks, about these goals, and the goals have not been met. The Iraqi government has not met one of these goals. Now, I don't care whether you are liberal. I don't care whether you are conservative. I don't care if you're in the middle and you have no ideological anchoring at all, that you're just going down the frequency and you happen to find this show. We've all got to come to the table here. This country has to come to the table. And we have to agree to disagree on a lot of points, but we've got to agree on the idea that, one, this government in Iraq is an absolute failure. Number two, Maliki is facing a possible no-confidence vote. Number three, we've got to get out. We can't stay there indefinitely. Now, in all my years of doing this, of doing talk radio, the argument that I would always hear would be, we can't have this program, we can't do this, we can't do that, because it doesn't work, it's inefficient, we can't have open-ended funding without results. Now, I know you've all heard this from your conservative friends. And I've heard it from my conservative friends for years. And I'm not attacking people who are conservative. I'm just pointing this out. How much money have we spent in Iraq? Never mind the human emotion involved in the loss of life. How much money have we spent? This has amounted to open-ended funding of something that hasn't worked. Why now are there people running around who favor open funding for this, like, we can't leave, we have to stay there, blah, 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 on and on. Yet these same people would never stand for this if I said, listen, We have to erase poverty in this country. We have to erase ignorance in this country. Well, yeah, but how you plan to do it? The government can't do it. Right? You've heard that argument forever. Why is there a differing standard between these two things? I'm not talking about loss of life. I'm talking about just economics. Or here's another idea. Guy sends me an email. He says, listen, you upset about the Bush pardon, the whole Scooter Libby situation, him not having to go to jail. And I was talking to John off the air about this. What about Bill Clinton? Look what he did. To send that is to assume that I would immediately defend Bill Clinton with Mark Rich and the other pardons. And I'm not about to do that, because I don't think they're right. And you know something? There are a lot of things Bill Clinton did that I didn't agree with. To me, that's a faulty argument. It gets back to the whole thing of, oh, Johnny did it, so I can do it. And it makes me think, wasn't anybody taught this as a kid? Did your parents ever tell you this? Hey, because Johnny hit Brad doesn't mean you can hit Brad. Because Bill Clinton did it doesn't mean that what George W. Bush did is right. Same thing with Iraq. You want limited government. You don't support open-ended funding. Okay, why do you support it now? Same thing. All right, we have in our possession, and John, I want to hang on before we take any calls here. We have in our possession, I don't know if you saw this live or not, one of the most explosive pieces of audio that I've ever had a chance to put on the radio. Michael Moore, who I've also disagreed with, but Michael Moore confronts Wolf Blitzer. And Michael Moore tells Wolf Blitzer like it is. Want to hear that? Stick around. I'll play it for you next. And I would love to get you on the phone and talk about it. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Ooh, I'm getting politically, ideologically heavy here this morning.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yes, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new DieHard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. DieHard. Spiral AGM batteries.
Good morning. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Talked yesterday about this. Talked about the need and want. And if you're in the position where you need a new car, you also want to be in the position to want a new car. Because buying a car is not only an economic decision, it's also an emotional decision. And when that happens, you want to find a vehicle that you really like. Plus, on top of that, you want to find one that makes economic sense. And you want people who will deal with you on a straight basis. And you know I'm going to mention Rockies, because I do every single time. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model of vehicles, used vehicles, in all of Colorado. Cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs, over 650 vehicles on the lot. You really got to go see them for yourself, or you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com and see what they have. They've got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you money. The deals are fantastic, and here's the key point. You deal with people who are not out there to try to corner you or take advantage of you. They're out there to make a good deal and to get you the vehicle that you not only need, but also that you want. Why? What's the payoff in this? The payoff is repeat customers. And that's why Rockies sells a lot of vehicles. Get out there and see the Al Shearer brothers. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, Ziggy. See my friends out at Rockies. They've been family owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. Ooh, good to hear some Elvis Costello on the radio. All right. This has got to be the most explosive piece of audio I've had in a long, long time. Michael Moore says more here in 9 minutes than I could ever say in a lifetime. He gives it to Wolf Blitzer. This is long overdue. This is great. You got to listen to the whole thing. I'm going to play it several times this morning. Three cheers for Michael Moore. I've disagreed with Michael Moore in the past about some things, but Michael Moore says it like it is. Check this out. Michael Moore and Wolf Blitzer.
And Michael Moore is joining us now live from Detroit. Michael, thanks very much for coming in. You want to respond to anything
we
just heard?
Yeah, I'd like about 10 minutes to respond to
a couple headlines, what you'd like to say.
I don't talk in sound bites. So that report was so biased. I can't imagine what pharmaceutical company ads coming up right after our break here. But, you know, why don't you tell the truth to the American people? I mean, I wish that CNN and the other mainstream media would just for once tell the truth about what's going on in this country, whether it's with health care. I don't care what it is. I mean, you guys have such a poor track record. And for me to come on here and have to listen to that kind of crap, I mean, seriously, I haven't been on your show now for 3 years. The last time I was on, you'd ran a similar piece about Fahrenheit 9/11 saying, oh, this can't be true, what he's saying about the war, how it's going to be a quagmire, the weapons of mass destruction, you know. And why don't you start off, actually, with my first appearance back here on your show in 3 years, and maybe apologize to me for saying that 3 years ago, because it turned out everything I said in Fahrenheit was true. Everything's come to happen. Everything I said. I mean, I took you in that film to Walter Reed Hospital. And it took 3 years before you or any of the rest of the mainstream media would go to Walter Reed Hospital and see what was happening to our troops. So for me to have to sit here and listen again to more crap about socialized medicine or how the Canadians have it, you know, worse than us and all this, all the statistics show that we have a far worse health care than these other industrialized countries. We're the only ones that don't have it free and universal. And, you know, you said that Germany was the only one that was better than us in terms of wait times. The Commonwealth Fund last year showed of the top six countries, we were second to last, next to Canada. It showed that Britain, for instance, 71% of the British public, when they call to see a doctor, get to see the doctor that day or the next day. It's 69% in Germany. It's 66% in Australia. And you're the ones who are fudging the facts. You fudged the facts to the American people now for I don't know how long about this issue, about the war. And I'm just curious, when are you going to just stand there and apologize to the American people for not bringing the truth to them that isn't sponsored by some major corporation? I mean, I'll sit here for as long as it takes if you can do that
for
me.
Just to be in fairness, we had a lot of commercials for Sicko that we've been running on CNN as well. So you know, we have commercials. This is a business, obviously. But let's talk a little bit about one
you
of
have
the...
You have a nightly medical report. You have something called The Daily Dose. I watch CNN. You have it every day, The Daily Dose, sponsored by... fill in the blank, and you are funded by these people day in and day out. Don't even compare that to my movie being out for a couple of weeks.
I would say that
ads for 15 seconds.
I don't know if you're familiar with Doctor.
Wolf.
No. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sanjay Gupta's record, but I would stack up his record on medical issues with virtually anyone in the business.
All right. So when I now put on my website, as I will do tonight, how his facts were wrong about the $7,000 that we spend. It's actually, I've read one report now, it's even more than $7,000 that we spend per person each year in this country. I'm going to put the real facts up there on my website so people can see what he just said was absolutely wrong.
If we get that confirmed, obviously we'll correct the record, Sanjay, but I'm just saying...
Oh, you will. Good.
Obviously, Sanjay Gupta is not only a doctor and a neurosurgeon, but he's also an excellent, excellent journalist. Look, I saw the film, and it's a powerful, powerful...
I saw Dr. Sanjay Gupta over there embedded with the troops at the beginning of the war. He and the others of you in the mainstream media refuse to ask our leaders the hard questions and demand the honest answers. And that's why we're in this war. We're in the fifth year of this war because you and CNN, Dr. Gupta, you didn't do your jobs back then, and now here we are in this mess. What if you'd actually done the job on that? That's why anybody who hears anything of what you say now about universal health care should question what you're saying, what you're putting out there. You didn't do the job for us with the war. You're not doing it with this issue. And I just wonder when the American people are going to turn off their TV sets and quit listening to this stuff.
Sanjay Gupta did an excellent job covering that war. He was with the Navy's medical doctors, and he went in and risked his life, and he actually started to perform some neurosurgery on the scene.
You have to ask the questions.
Why
are we here? That's the question. Why are we here in this war? Where's the weapons of mass destruction? Why did it take you so long, Wolf, to finally take on Vice President Cheney? It took you to 2007 before you made the man.
Those are fair questions.
Four years.
Look, let's talk a little.
Where were you?
Let's talk about Sicko. That's the film that you're here to talk about.
Let's forget that.
There's plenty to talk about the war. With Sicko.
Haven't seen you in 3 years, so I was just wondering how you felt after 3 years of not seeing me.
Michael,
after you trashed Fahrenheit, and said I was wrong this war was.
We've invited you on numerous occasions. Unfortunately, you've declined our invitations over these past 3 years. But there have been plenty of times we've asked you to come on the show, and plenty of times you declined, which is of course you're right.
You wanted to. Apologized? We wanted to
interview you. That's what we do on television. Let's talk about...
You don't have to apologize to me. Maybe just apologize to the American people and to the families of the troops.
You're not doing your job. Here's a question.
4 years ago, we wouldn't be in this war if you'd done your job. Just admit it.
Which of the presidential candidates who are out there right now do you think would do the best job fixing the nation's health care system?
Well... the Democrats have to be asked some very specific questions. Too many of them are saying, they're for health care for all people. Very few of them are being as specific as Mr. Kucinich is and saying, I support the Conyers bill in Congress, H.R. 676. That's what we need to hear. And I'd like to hear what these other Democratic candidates are going to say and do in specifics in removing the private insurance companies from the equation. We shouldn't have profit involved when we talk about taking care of people's health.
Is there a candidate, though, you think, is Dennis Kucinich your candidate? Who do you think? I know that in the film you go after Hillary Clinton, and you're very, very bipartisan in your criticism in the film, Democrats and Republicans.
When you say I go after her, let's be clear. I mean, I actually think she did a very brave thing to try and address this issue 14 years ago, and they stopped her cold. They went after her with the same kind of, trash pieces I just had to watch. And so that stopped her. And now we've had to suffer through 14 more years of having no universal health care in this country. Our own government admits that because of 1 million who aren't insured, we now have about 18,000 people a year that die in this country simply because they don't have health insurance. That's 6 9/11s every single year. And if you times that by 14... since Mrs. Clinton was unceremoniously removed from the agenda here, she hasn't been able to talk about this. She hasn't really put forth her specific plan. I'm hoping that the people who've gone to my movie, the people that are concerned about this issue, will write to Mrs. Clinton and say, please, universal health care that's free for everyone who lives in this country. It'll cost us less than what we're spending now lining the pockets of these private health insurance companies, of these pharmaceutical companies. So there's still a chance to have some, I think, effect on people like her. And, of course, there's one candidate who isn't even in the race yet. I don't know if he ever will be, but he was right about the war before it began, unlike CNN. Did I mention that?
You did.
And he's right about global warming, and he's right on this issue, too.
Al Gore. Democrats, by and large, most of them support some sort of major health reform, including universal health care, which is what you support. I want you to listen to what Rudy Giuliani, the Republican frontrunner, said at the Republican debate that I hosted up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Listen to this.
Okay.
Free market principles are the only things that reduce costs and improve quality. Socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
All right, what do you say to Mayor Giuliani?
So he's saying that he hates Medicare?
He's saying socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
Ask a doctor if they'd rather have a Medicare patient or somebody who's got a lousy HMO. because they know at least Medicare will, the government will pay them, send them a check, and not have to fight an hour on the phone just to get a $15 office visit paid for. I mean, seriously, we have one of the largest socialized medicine systems in this country. It's called Medicare, Medicaid, and while it's underfunded and too much of the control of it has been handed over to private companies, we've already proven that we can do things like that and Social Security and other things very well. So I hope that he wasn't attacking help for senior citizens, because that's what it sounded like to me.
I got a whole bunch of questions. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
How about that? Michael Moore takes on Wolf Blitzer. Oh, by the way, before we get to Gina at 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour, do we have that little thing with Lou Dobbs? Listen to what a swine and a pimp Lou Dobbs is. Check this out.
Let's check in with Lou Dobbs to see what's coming up right at the top of the hour. Lou, what are you working on?
Wolf, are you having fun with Michael Moore?
I am.
He's more of a left-wing promoter than Hugo Chavez, for crying out loud.
Oh, Lou. Lou, baby. Now, how many emails have I gotten from people about Lou? About Lou's so right and Lou's such a great guy? Lou, what is it that you disagree with Michael Moore about? But you compare Michael Moore to Hugo Chavez, which is tantamount to the same thing as saying, well, during the Cold War, well, you disagree with the United States government, you disagree with the leadership of the country, you must be a communist. This is a guy who used to host a show on CNN that used to salute corporate America. This guy's one of the biggest pimps in the history of journalism, Lou Dobbs. All right, anybody want to talk about Michael Moore? You want to talk about Michael Moore and Wolf Blitzer? 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear your comments. You think Michael Moore was too over the top? I think it's about time somebody stood up to Wolf Blitzer and CNN and the media in this country and really started to tell the truth, because they were asleep at the switch when all of this went down with Iraq. Last night's story that the Iraqi government has missed all of the targets indicates that this whole thing, I mean, that the media has not done its job. And the whole thing about health care, same thing, we're going to get smeared on that. Oh, it's socialism. No. It's called running a cost-effective, competent, humane system. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gina. We'll look at the traffic. Gina?
Thanks, Jay. We're doing well except for the winds. It's really tossing you around. Nothing significant to slow you down in the city. We just have heavier traffic up on that north side, eastbound 270, southbound 25, of course, through Thornton and North Glen, and westbound I-76 coming up to I-25. We do, however, have a major backup south of the city, southbound 25, Toma Road. That's due to construction. We've got one lane blocked there, so be prepared. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon with isolated showers. Going to get a high of 82. Currently overcast, breezy, and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Release your inner pirate with hourly treasure hunt cash drawings every day at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Play penny slots and win even more. Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley.
Arr. While you're at your computer, there's AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
6:39 minutes past the hour here on AM760 on Progressive Talk. One of the great things about my job is I get to talk about my friends on the air. I like doing that. And if you need a Progressive trial lawyer, you need Progressive Trial Lawyers, then I got to tell you about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, auto collision cases. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people like you and myself and others who are wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Speaking of health care and other problems, these guys are not ambulance chasers. They are stand-up guys. They're my friends, and they're there to help you out. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are both progressive lawyers, and they'll fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
What do Haley Sykes of Keller Williams Realty, Bauhaus, Translations Gallery, and Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue have in common? They're all members of the Blue List, AM 760's exclusive referral program featuring local progressive companies. The Blue List is easy to find. Just go to am760.net, and you'll have access to all of AM 760's Blue List members. Where you spend your money is just as important as how you vote. Vote wisely and support the Blue List from Progressive Talk, AM 760.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you, we just played that explosive clip of Wolf Blitzer and Michael Moore getting into it. And Michael Moore taking it to Wolf Blitzer and saying what I think should have been said a long time ago, and in lieu of what has come out this, last night, that a progress report on Iraq will conclude that the U.S.-backed government in Baghdad has not met any of its targets for political, economic, or other reforms. Do you even believe that the media did its job when it comes to Iraq, or was Michael Moore right? Michael Moore is right. And you know what? Why should we trust the media now on anything having to do with health care, having to do with any of the problems facing this country? I'm not trying to sow discontent. And I invite any conservative listener to call me at 303-713-7600 and comment on the Moore Wolf Blitzer audio and also on this story about Iraq. I feel like we should do the whole show today on Iraq, even though we're going to talk coming up in the next hour about President Bush invoking executive privilege, and also we'll have Paul Waldman on for Media Matters. But I feel like in between we ought to talk about this. I don't understand. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how those people who hang in and support this misguided policy, how in the world they're going to justify this report and what they're going to say. And you know Michael Moore is going to get attacked by the right, and they're going to get smeared the same way that Dobbs just tried to do it by linking more with Hugo Chavez, which is ridiculous. I just wonder when people on the right, and I'm not saying everybody on the right, I'm just saying the chattering classes on the right, and some folks out there who are die hard, like when are you going to have an honest discussion about this stuff? 303-713-7600, Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, one, they can't have an honest discussion about Michael Moore because they don't even go see the movie. They won't even go look at it. I've offered to buy the movie from relatives and friends, and they won't look at it, and they won't look at Sicko either.
Why? Are they scared?
Yeah, of course they're scared. Of course, they're scared of being wrong. They're afraid they might have to admit they made a mistake. I don't know. What else could it be? Why would anybody not want to spend 2 hours to watch something that might, you know, even if it's maybe, might be true?
Because they've already decided in their minds that it's left wing propaganda. But I really would like to see what they think about this Associated Press story about the Iraq government missing all of its targets. Now, how are they going to defend that?
Well, the only way they're going to defend it is say, well, we have to say, and you haven't given it enough time. I can hear it now coming out of their mouth. You just haven't given it enough time. Well, we've been there for 4.5 years now. I think that's plenty of time to decide whether we can get out or not, or whether we've been successful or not. 4.5 years of failure, of failed policy, of missteps, of fumbling. You know, between you and me, you know, they failed so miserably that the government, I heard yesterday, is being ready to be, he's being ready to have a vote of no confidence.
Yeah, Maliki is facing a vote of no confidence.
Okay, well, and then they sit there and say, well, what's that going to do? Well, what do you think it's going to do? The government's gone. We're gone. As soon as they take over, they're going to vote us out and say we're gone. So what are we going to do again? Are we going to attack them again for trying to oust this?
There's also a story this morning on the front of the New York Times that Ryan Crocker, who's the ambassador, is laying out a grim forecast of what could happen if the policy debate in Washington led to a significant pullback or even a withdrawal of American forces. You know what? We're sitting in Vietnam again. I mean, yeah. This government can't stand without us propping them up. Where are our conservative callers? Where's Mark in Denver? I'd love to hear what he has to say about this. And my good friend at Highlands Ranch, Steve, come on. Where are you guys? And what do you guys got to say about any of this stuff?
Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
As far as what's going to happen if we pull out, the same thing's going to happen in 10 years when we pull out. What Bush has failed to do is get the friends and neighbors around the region to say, look, you have to talk reason to these people because they're not going to listen to us. We have no credibility. We have none. So basically, we have to go to Jordan. We have to go to, even Syria. I mean, I know it's a stretch, but Saudi Arabia has a lot of control in that area and a lot of power. And these people need to find a diplomatic solution.
I agree. But you know what? This government doesn't want to hear about a diplomatic solution because they're on a messianic journey, which is killing kids and spending money like there's no tomorrow. Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. Doing good. Yeah, you know, I love what Michael Moore has to say. But people on the right just won't listen. You know, they have the blinders on. You know, sacrifice today means going shopping, having to watch the war on TV, which I don't see on TV so much. You know, I mean, FDR had the fireside chats, and the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, you know, pull together as a nation. This nation is divisive, and it's just becoming more stratified, and I think that's what you see with the corporations. The corporations sponsor the media. You know, we don't hear very much.
You know what gets me? How can anybody today be satisfied with the status quo? In other words, if you're not a corporate CEO, and you don't make 35 or 85 times what the average worker makes.
Well, I think
how are you happy and secure out there?
You know, I think some of the 29% wackos out there actually do have, you know, money put away. And then they can justify, just about anything and put those blinders on and support, you know, sort of really at the end of the bell curve causes like stem cells are bad and, you know, let's take away abortion rights. And that's really what drives them. And, you know, all you have to do is just say, you know, Christianity, and that'll pull a lot of people right there. It's jingoism. You know, if you can put it on a bumper sticker, that's what matters. We don't want to think. We don't have to think. All we have to do is shop, as our president encouraged us to do. And I think it just comes down to the basic values that we're teaching nowadays, which are, you know, work, 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 buy, 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 and, you know, just it's beyond us.
Yeah, that's a discussion that we had yesterday about whether the summer of love actually meant anything, and about whether, you know, what happened to all of those feelings now that it's 2007. Dan, thanks, man. Great call. Call me again.
All right. Take care, Jay.
All right. 303-713-7600. You know, I don't want to pull the old talk show host trick. Of invoking rage or anger. Oh, we gotta be angry. But aren't you touched at all by this Associated Press report? I don't know whether to be angry or sad. But once again, we've been let down. And I noticed that our usual conservative voices this morning seem to be absent. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the major issue right now, of course, is this one outside the city. Southbound I-25 affected through Castle Rock right near Toma Road. We've got guardrail repairs going on there, and we've got at least one lane blocked. So definitely traffic is stacked. You want to try to hold off from heading through there if you can. Here in the city, though, we're good. No collisions. Just southbound I-25 starting to get pretty heavy now from 104th to 84th. Of course, into downtown as well, 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today, you can expect these windy conditions to continue through afternoon. We'll also get some isolated showers. High of 82 today. Tonight, winds subsiding, cooler at 57, and currently it's overcast in 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's
this hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
M760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Victory Associates LTD reminds parents that the deadliest time of year for a teenager to be in a car is during the summer. Safety experts agree that major factors which lead to teenage road deaths include inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues. This is from Victory Associates Limited. They care about the future of our kids right here in Denver. For prompt and courteous service, call 303-399-4177. They are Medicaid certified and accept all major credit cards.
52 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. You can't afford to miss this. Check this out. Due to adjustable rate mortgage crises, the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation has pledged $20 billion in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. The best way for you to access this program is by calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender, and they can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes even if you've been turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number one more time, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man. How's it going? Tune in Sunday morning between 9 and 11 for my show. We'll be taking your calls on cars and car repair. Sunday morning, our guest experts will be answering all of your repair questions, and we'll talk about hybrids, ethanol, whatever you want. It's wide open. And then we've got the Auto Bay's Do-It-Yourself Hour coming up in the second hour of the program. So if you worship your car, tune in for our car services Sunday morning at 9 right here. See ya.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You didn't do the job for us with the war. You're not doing it with this issue. And I just wonder when the American people are going to turn off their TV sets and quit listening to this stuff.
I would say Michael Moore's right. 6:55, 5 minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. Where we are right now in the tech center, it is raining. And the wind is going out there, and it is a mess. So please, if you're on the roads, be extremely careful. As a matter of fact, this is a good morning to get on the phone, call your employer, and say, I've got a stomach flu, and stay home and sleep. Go back to bed. Workers of the world, relax. We were talking about Michael Moore, and we were talking about Michael Moore getting into it with Wolf Blitzer. I thought that Michael Moore just took it to Blitzer and that it was absolutely an explosive piece of audio. Then you have the other story that's out this morning that actually broke yesterday evening. A progress report on Iraq will conclude that the U.S.-backed government in Baghdad has not met any of the targets for political, economic, and other reforms, speeding up the Bush administration's reckoning on what to do next, according to U.S. officials. Now, this is not some left-wing, liberal, well, all of those words that you can think of that they constantly use. This is a report out of our own government, out of the Bush administration, and there's also an article headlined this morning in the Washington Post, Bush plans to stress next phase in Iraq war. President Bush, facing growing Republican revolt against his Iraq policy, has rejected calls to change course, but will launch a campaign emphasizing his intent to draw down U.S. forces next year and move towards a more limited mission if security conditions improve, according to senior officials. If security conditions improve, they're not going to improve. How are they going to get better? They haven't gotten better over all this time. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to get better. Opposition to the Iraq war, this is from USA Today, has reached a record high, a USA Today Gallup poll finds, a development likely to complicate President Bush's efforts to hold together Republican support as the Senate begins to debate this week on a Pentagon priorities bill. Bush's approval rating has reached a new low, 29%. More than 7 in 10 favor removing nearly all U.S. troops from Iraq by April. Still, 55% say Congress should wait to develop a new policy on Iraq until General David Petraeus, commander of the U.S. forces in Iraq, delivers a promised assessment in September. 40% say Congress should act now. Well, we see what may come out of that September report. The early draft on this indicates that the Iraqi government is an absolute, miserable, all-time failure. And it says it all. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Faz Shakur of the Center for American Progress. We've had Faz on before, and we're going to talk to him about invoking executive privilege. I'll also get his comments about Iraq. Then we're going to talk about, oh, you're going to love this, UFOs. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Fettapani. Most Americans want out of Iraq. Opposition to the war stands at an all-time high, with 7 out of 10 Americans in a new USA Today Gallup poll saying most U.S. troops should be out of Iraq by next April. But most want Congress to wait before it tries to force the president's hand.
It's been too long. Too many people died.
I think we pull out too early. You just give them a timetable to blow us up. You know, I trust our leadership.
Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Miller. Mark, the public and political pressure on the president is growing. What can we expect him to say?
Well, Frank, he's facing eroding Republican support for his Iraq policy, so President Bush will be changing his public message to put more emphasis on the post-surge strategy. As early as this afternoon in Cleveland, Mr. Bush could discuss his hopes to downsize the number of U.S. troops in Iraq if the surge is successful in reducing bloodshed in and around Baghdad. But a preliminary report due this week shows the Iraqi government meeting few of the benchmarks set by the U.S. Live in Washington, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
Heat and humidity will continue to plague much of the country. Parts of the West will break 100 again today. CBS's Kelly Wallace in New York tells us temperatures will be in the 90s on the East Coast.
Today promises to be another crowded day at city pools and beaches up and down the East Coast.
Maybe a little.
While at the command center for New York City's main power company, Con Edison, every staffer remains on a 12-hour shift.
The government could up the ante for bumping passengers from overbooked flights. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. Larry, how much of a penalty are we talking about here?
Frank, airlines could be forced to pay bum passengers more than $1,200. Currently, airlines pay the value of the ticket plus up to $400 to passengers put on another flight that gets them to the destination within 4 hours of the scheduled arrival. The Transportation Department's considering keeping the existing limits, doubling them, tripling them, capping them, or eliminating limits. It wants the public to comment.
It's not every day a 1,500-pound wrecking ball gets loose and runs amok.
That's very strange when you see this huge ball coming down the street at you.
It happened in Meadville, Pennsylvania. The ball broke loose from a crane and rolled downhill for close to a mile, denting and dinging everything in its path. The ball came to a rest after hitting a car that was stopped at a traffic light, but not before the impact caused a chain reaction collision. 3 people were hurt. The 5th Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, won't officially open until tomorrow.
Things at Hogwarts are far worse than I feared.
But some lucky fans got a sneak preview last night in Houston.
It was an amazing movie. I almost cried. I laughed, like, out loud. My stomach hurt. It was awesome.
And the Harry Potter movie was really cool. It was crazy.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 7 points. This is CBS News.
Oh, will you love me when I turn 6?
Of course I will love you when you're 6.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Here's something we haven't heard in a while. Yeah, the sound of wind, a cold front blowing in this morning. Drivers all along the Front Range having a tough time holding onto the wheel, and some badly needed rain is coming. For weeks now, administration officials talking up the importance of that September report on President Bush's troop buildup in Iraq. But Colorado Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter says an interim report just leaked concludes very little progress being made.
You know, we've had briefings from the highest level of the militaries, and the best they can say is mixed results.
Perlmutter predicting the end is near for Bush's failed strategy. Officials suspect a foodborne parasite caused a gastrointestinal illness that sickened 53 inmates at the Jefferson County Jail, but the executive director of the county health department says they don't have a definite diagnosis just yet. And a former Northern Colorado punter accused of stabbing the starter has lost his bid to suppress his statements made to investigators. Mitchell Kozad will go on trial later this month on a charge of attempted murder. One. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like the problem south of the city getting better. Southbound 25 there through Castle Rock. Right near Toma Road, they cleared off that construction. Traffic appears to be moving again if you're headed that direction. In the city, watch out for a stall southbound 25 south of I-70. We have all the normal increases across the city, but of course now we have this rain and the resulting splashback to be mindful of. So be especially careful if you're on I-25 through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today. Windy through afternoon with ice. Isolated showers and a high of 82. Currently, it's overcast, sprinkles, and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway. Earn entry tickets daily to increase your chances of winning at Canyon Casino on Tuesday, July 31st. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit canyoncasino.com for details.
The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. American made Spiral AGM batteries.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Your life, your world, my world, our lives. We're talking about the things that affect us the most. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 82, although it's raining out now. All right, I'm not going to get on the air and say I just washed my car. I'm not going to say that. Because every time I wash my car, it rains, and you're not going to hang this on me. President Bush invoked executive privilege yesterday to deny a request by Congress for testimony from two former aides. We're talking about Harriet Myers, and the other one is Sarah Taylor. And we thought we'd get our old buddy Faz Shakur on the program. He's a research director at the Center for American Progress, serves as editor of thinkprogress.org and the Progress Report. He holds a BA degree in government from Harvard University and a JD degree from Georgetown Law Center. He has previously worked as a research associate for the Democratic National Committee as a legislative aide to Senator Bob Graham, not exactly a wild-eyed left-wing senator, but a guy who's turning out, when you look at Iraq, to be very, very right, and on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and as a communications aide in the White House Office of National Drug Policy. Faz, good morning, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
Okay, I want to get in this executive privilege battle. There's so much going on here that it's like we need to print out programs or scorecards in order for people to figure out what's going on and to watch all of this stuff. Somebody should really put a website up there that tracks all this stuff so people can figure out what's going on. Before we get to the invoke executive privilege struggle, I know this is totally unprepared, but I just want to get your off the top of your head response to this. This AP report that broke last night, Iraq government missed all targets.
Yeah. Yeah. So this week, later this week, President Bush is supposed to announce an assessment of how his escalation policy is going, and this was mandated by Congress. He has to give one on July 5th, by July 15th, which is this Sunday, and then another one in September, September 15th. So most people have been talking about September because that's when the generals are supposed to come back. But now that, you know, things are going so horribly in Iraq, this July 15th interim report is now becoming really the actual report that people have kind of turned into the turning point, hopefully, in the course of the Iraq war debate. And so in terms of that July 15th report, the AP is reporting that the administration is going to find that no benchmarks have been met, surprise, surprise, on either the political front, the economic front. I think they're going to try to argue that there's making some security progress, but we know that really the violence is maybe spread a little bit out from Baghdad basically to everywhere else in the country.
All right, so when are the 29%, according to the new Gallup poll, USA Today Gallup poll, who are hanging in with the current leadership, when are this 29%, when are they going to come to the realization that nothing has worked?
You know, and I think that 29% is just Bush's general approval rating. I think if you look at his approval rating on Iraq specifically, it's even further down. And surprisingly enough, I think that he's actually got quite a bit of support. You saw Lindsey Graham just came back from Iraq, and he said the surge is, quote, working beyond my expectations.
Yeah, but this says, no, Lindsey, you must have observed a different Iraq because this says, no, it's not working.
Yeah, I know, but you see the game that goes on here. They all know that this report is going to come out and that this is an authentic, true report about the facts on the ground, and they know they got to do something, particularly those who were arguing so vociferously for the surge, right? That was Lindsey Graham, Joe Lieberman, John McCain, that crowd, and President Bush, of course. They were arguing for this strategy, so now they got to salvage it. So what they do is they go there. John McCain went with him, and John McCain will be delivering a speech later this week. I'm sure he'll try to get all kinds of headlines out of it. And, you know, what they're trying to do is, okay, this report is going to undermine us, so let's just twist the facts. Let's just come back and say, well, you know, sure, there's some bad things going on, but, you know, look at all these other great things that we saw in Iraq, and who can dispute what we saw with our own eyes? So, you know, they've been playing this game for a long time, and I think hopefully the American people have caught up to it.
Well, that was my next question. You think anybody buys that? I mean, after all, we went through McCain's whole absurd... his whole LSD inspired, which I don't know that if he took LSD, but it was like somebody who was on acid, who went there and claimed he could walk around in this marketplace, and it was like, no, you can't walk around in this marketplace. I mean, we've already been through that. Do we have to go through this again with them?
I think so. I mean, I think he's going to come back and say, look, it's hard, it's tough, it's long, it's, you know, da 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 da, like he's a big realist, and then say, well, we got to stick it out because we're seeing some changes. We're seeing some progress. And what they're arguing for is basically another 3 months, another 4 months. And I think we should be clear on what that other 3-4 months is. It's not actually to see the surge succeed. I think most people realize that this surge isn't actually going to create a democratic, vibrant Iraq. The people who want to stay there for strategic reasons, and that involves Iran and, you know, our presence in the Middle East. It doesn't actually, I think, revolve around turning Iraq into something salvageable. So those people who are arguing for just another 3 or 4 months, what they want to do is have a little bit of time to change the political atmosphere here. They want to craft new phrases, new talking points to try to convince the American people that, hey, things are going okay, so that they can then carry on the occupation of Iraq with a bit more political support.
Well, the bill's got to come due at some point. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Our guest is Faz Shakir. All right, let's get to invoking executive privilege. Boy, we're back in the days of Richard Nixon. We're back in the days of Richard Nixon because we already had this fight once before in this country over the tape with the missing audio part in it. Rosemary Woods, you know, apparently hitting the pedal and deleting something out of there. And the whole deal with releasing the tapes, we've already been through that part. I think everybody acknowledges that if we left Iraq, the the government there in Baghdad would fall. Same thing as Vietnam. The government in Saigon couldn't stand on its own either. We've already been through all of this. Now we're going to replay this again?
Yeah, it's incredible. Sometimes I think Dick Cheney is the reincarnation of Richard Nixon, and I think he's driving a lot of this. And I think the general principle that I work off of when thinking about President Bush issuing these executive orders or whatever he's generally trying to do, the principle I work off is that when they have something to hide, you know, when they're trying to hide something, there's generally something there. You know, if they're trying to prevent some information from coming out, generally history has shown us that there's generally something bad there. And I think that's the same case here, because I don't think the Congress's request is all that unreasonable. What they're saying is, you know, we want to see some of the documents revolving around the White House involvement in the attorney scandal. You guys just put a log together, show that to us, and also send over a couple of your aides. You know, we can do it in private, but we need a transcript. It's not all that burdensome, but the fact that they've put up this huge, giant stonewall, the White House has, I think lends you to think that there's something more there.
Well, once again, you can come talk to these people in private, but they can't go on the public record and speak.
Right.
Now,
So
in other words, what they're basically saying is that you and I and everybody else, the American people, Republicans, Democrats, no political affiliation at all, we don't have any right to know what went on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, and they've said this a number of times, that the executive privilege to them and the executive branch is really supposed to be shrouded in secrecy because they need to conduct the nation's business while in a time of war, or whatever the argument might be. Of course, this was all part of the ideology and agenda of the administration before 9/11, but 9/11 allowed them to spur all kinds of changes that put up these giant stone walls and prevented the public from learning about what was going on in the White House, and all in the name now of national security.
You know what's weird? What's weird about this is, didn't the ACLU take on the federal government, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they lost trying to make the same argument about they had a right to privacy to be able to conduct business with defendants, and they lost out on this deal about wiretaps, and now we turn around and the same government that won that case in the Supreme Court is now ready to wheel around and try to make an argument, the same exact argument for themselves when it comes to congressional oversight.
Yeah, and you know, even if you go back further, there was the Cheney Energy Task Force, and remember there was a group of left-leading people and right-leading people who both wanted to see who Dick Cheney met with. Well, again, it wasn't an unreasonable request. Just give us the names of the people who you met with. It's in the public interest that we know that. So we don't believe that there's any corruption going on. And, you know, again, that went to the Supreme Court, and Cheney won that one. But the argument that was being made then was that, hey, you know, we can't trust these people. The way that they're operating lends you to believe that they have something to hide, and, you know, there's a public interest in the disclosure. And we were, at the time when we were making those arguments, and it was 2001, 2002, very early on, people were like, oh, you're crazy, you know, come on. The executive branch is doing what they think is right, and we should just trust them. And that just trust us argument has really fallen flat on its face for the past 6 years.
Really has. All right, ultimately, where do you see this going? Court?
It's going to court. I think it's going to court. I mean, it looks like Conyers and Leahy are pretty adamant on taking this one to court, and unless the White House wants to cave, and, you know, they haven't really done that too often, I think it's going to go there, and that's, I think that's actually the worst case. If you're one who believes the president does have some executive privilege, and I want it, you know, you would like to maintain that precedent, but you want to use it wisely. You want to use it in the situations where it's required. Now, if you send this to court, and I think a court's going to find that this wasn't an unreasonable request, then it really hinders, you know, the president's ability, because what they are saying is the president can't be trusted to exert this power wisely.
Well, last quick point on this before we run out of time. Executive privilege only covers conversations between the parties involved and the president. It does not cover conversations that they may have had with others or themselves, as I understand it. And you've got Sarah Taylor, who wants to come forward and testify. She no longer works for the government, and this is the White House going after her, saying, no, you can't. I don't know. Two and two doesn't make four here, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Faz, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you being on the show on late notice. Thanks, and look forward to having you back again.
Always a pleasure, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, talk to you. There's Faz Shakur from the Center for American Progress. You scratch your head. You can't keep track of everything that's going on here. You just can't. And it's like, okay, for those of you who may be the few conservative listeners that we do have, that's one of the things I miss about working in mainstream talk radio is you can't debate it out because we don't have that many conservatives listening to the station. With all this going on, man, I mean, how do you guys maintain, how are these folks going to defend all this stuff from this report and all this? I don't know how they defend this. How do you defend this? Is there any way? I don't know. Okay, I tried to do this yesterday. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it. I don't care how many emails you send me.
Well, answer's not relevant.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's relevant to me, so we're going to do it. And what is that? We're going to talk about the existence of UFOs. Oh, yeah, it's one of the most dreaded things in the world. Don't ever talk about that on the radio. Well, you have a day where you can't figure out what to do. You do guns. You do abortion. You do gay rights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Get the good stuff. Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Last Mimsy, Sweetland, Wild Tigers I Have Known, or The Page Turner. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
It doesn't fit your remote. But one thing I would ask you is that if you're planning to buy another vehicle, if you're planning to buy another car, that you consider Rocky's Autos. And here's a couple of reasons why. First of all, huge selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And you buy a new car, you roll it off the lot, you take a financial hit. It depreciates immediately. Let somebody else take that hit, and you pick up the savings. Plus, there's another reason. Matching down incentive helps you out car payment-wise. Okay? Helps you out with this. The majority of us are upside down in our cars. That's a common occurrence, and you want to get the best deal possible. Plus, here's another reason, price. And finally, the last reason, good people to deal with, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy Isaac, Adolf, Juan. Man, I could just name them. Freddie Labrato, I could name them. Colby, my man Colby in the Tower of Power, I don't leave him out. All of them will go to the wall for you. There's over 100 employees there, and their whole focus is making things work for you. Rocky's Autos, check out their inventory on the internet at rockysautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Don't miss the incredible 1 cent school specials at Staples now through Wednesday. Get 8 Dixon pencils, 2 pocket folders, and more for just a penny each. Stop in today and save. Staples, that was easy. Limits apply while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll be confronting conservative Kafir Alfia on his book,
A Field Guide to Left-Wing Wackos.
Joseph A. Califano Jr. is here on his new book, High Society, How Substance Abuse Ravages America and What We Can Do About It. Robin Simon is dropping by with the question, will the electorate be equal 50% women by the year 2020? Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, here's Blink 22. Aliens Exist by Blink 22. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. I wanted to do the story yesterday. Didn't have time. I'm going to do it now. And I can already read the nasty emails.
How could you? How could you?
Well, you know how I can do it? I want to do it because I want to ask. And if you don't ask, you're not going to receive here. All right, 303-713-7600. If you truly believe in UFOs, this is the 60th anniversary of the alien crash in Roswell, New Mexico. You ever been to Roswell, been to the UFO museum? I have.
When I was a little kid, I went. My dad took me. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, interesting place to go. A lot of people believe, and have believed over the years, that it's conspiracy. That the government has hidden the fact that something went on there 60 years ago, and that it wasn't just a weather balloon, that it wasn't just a spy plane, that it wasn't just whatever it was, that it was a UFO. You hear stories all the time about people saying, oh, I saw an unidentified flying object. Mary and I were joking the other day, we were on the road coming back here, there was a bright light by the side of Interstate 70, I believe, and Mary said, oh, look, it's a UFO. And we started laughing. You know what it turned out to be? It turned out to be a piece of farm equipment that was all lit up. Okay, here's my question. Do you believe in the existence of unidentified flying objects? If so, why do you believe in their existence? 303-713-7600. I have to tell you, I'm cynical, just like I'm cynical on everything. And I have never, in my 54 years on the planet, ever seen an unidentified flying object. Have I seen things strange in the sky? Yes, but there always turns out to be some explanation for it. I've never seen one. I would love to know if there's anybody out there who seriously would like to call me up and would like to tell me, in the midst of all the chaos going on in this country at the time, in the midst of all the seriousness, I would like to know if there's one person out there who would like to call me on this rainy Tuesday morning and tell me, in all seriousness, don't yank my chain. You want to tell me you've seen a UFO? I want to hear from somebody who's had an experience with a terrestrial, extraterrestrial human being or extraterrestrial whatever. And by the way, if there are UFOs and if there are life on other planets, what does that mean? What does that mean to those of us here, what does that mean about our whole conception of God, of heaven and hell, and of religion, and all of that? Like, wouldn't you assume that if there are life on other planets, wouldn't that invalidate the Bible? Maybe it wouldn't. I'm not looking to invalidate the Bible. I'm just asking this question. Or the Quran, or the Torah, or whatever it is you follow. Okay? So I want to know if you believe in UFOs. Now, if somebody said to me that, yeah, I believe... Here's my typical reaction, and I'm trying to be open-minded here. Okay, I'm trying to listen to what you have to say. I'm trying to be open-minded. My typical reaction is when people say this to me, and I've run across people that are hung up on this idea of UFOs, I always say to them, oh, come on. And I really don't know if there's life on other planets. I don't have any idea. One thing I do find kind of strange, if there are life on other planets, how come they haven't reached out to try to contact us? Now, I know this sounds like a paranormal show or some kind of like, some kind of spinoff of The Outer Limits. Yeah. Or something else. Welcome into the nighttime. You know, like when you're driving down like I-70 or you're on the old Route 66 or whatever it is, and you're listening to the AM radio at about 1 o'clock. Oh, don't phase the music out. It sounded good. You know, like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the radio's crackling away, and there's some crackpot talk show host doing a show from a bunker in the middle of Utah. Welcome to Beyond Our Dimension. And he starts getting into all this stuff, and you're listening because there's basically nothing else on the radio. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning as you're sipping coffee. And he's talking about UFOs and extraterrestrial human beings and spaceships. And you're like, wow, who is this guy? And we've had people on the air in this country who have made big careers out of this stuff. One of them is Art Bell, who keeps retiring every 5 minutes. George Norrie is another one who's on here in town on another radio station and on K-How. And we've had people that have always gone into this stuff. So I want to know if you believe in them and if you think that they're real. Okay, we'll take your calls. This is an off-the-cuff, non-scientific poll. And I'm not here to try to get you on the air and humiliate you. I'm not here to try to make fun of you. I'm only here to try to figure out... Well, I'm only here to listen to what you have to say, pro or con. So you don't necessarily have to call up here and go, yeah, I do believe. I mean, if you're sitting out there thinking, well, Jay, I don't believe, then I want to hear from you, too, and I want you to tell me why it is you don't believe. Okay? Tell me why you do and tell me why you don't. All right, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Gina. Do you believe in UFOs, Gina?
I've always been skeptical, but I find it entertaining. We used to love X-Files. We always watched it.
Yeah, that's another show I left out. Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, X-Files, Superman and the Mole People. Oh, no, that doesn't count. What are all these shows that had these UFO themes to them? I don't know.
But how do you explain all the sightings?
Well, because people think they see all kinds of things. Listen, I don't know about this. I mean, I once had... Okay, now you're going to get mad at this. But I once had a woman call me. No, this is serious. She once calls me from St. Petersburg Beach when I was working in Tampa. And she tells me that she has seen an angel walking on the beach. Well, what do you say to that?
Well, yeah.
Ma'am, is there lithium in your water supply? I mean, what do you say to that? You go like, oh, well, okay, I highly doubt it, but I mean...
I'm talking about credible sources, though.
But what's credible and not credible?
Well, for instance, recently, it was just within the last couple of weeks, there was an airline pilot, an international airline pilot, that was on CNN that was talking about a sighting that they saw outside the U.K., and that everybody on the plane, as well as the pilots, saw it as well. So it's those kind of things.
But it could be a whole host of things. It could be a shooting star. It could be gas. It could be. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on that sometimes is hard to explain, or it's hard to believe that you actually saw it. And you sit there and say, whoa, what was that? Then you think about it later, and you figure it out that there's some explanation to what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. This
it's the same thing as, look, it's the same thing as this. Do you run across people who will say this to you? I got a sign from God last night. Or I saw a sign from God yesterday. Well, wait a minute. You expect us to believe, with everything that's going on in the world, that God has time to send just you a sign? What about the rest of us? And if there are people on other planets, how come they haven't contacted us? I mean, I'm waiting. What's that movie where the flying saucer lands in Washington, D.C., and the big robot comes out of it?
Independence Day?
No, where the big robot comes out of it.
Which,
the old black and white sci-fi film.
Oh, okay.
And you're supposed to utter the secret words, Klaatu, Nikto Naraga, or something like that, and the thing opens up.
Right? I forget the name of it, but I know which one you're talking about.
Is it The Day the Earth Stood
Yes.
Still? With George Remy or something? Or how about the one where the flying saucers come down and suddenly all of the media, which in those days was radio and television and nothing else, and this weird recorded voice is run, which is really the voice of Paul Frees, people of the earth, look to your sun for a warning. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was War, no, that
War
wasn't
of the War Worlds?
H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I got on right now at 7:35 and said, take cover. There's been a UFO sighted off I-25 in Bellevue. Do you think people would go, like, that's credible? They go, no, this guy's been smoking ganja before he got on the air. Right?
Right.
Okay, we'll take people's calls coming up here. It is rainy. It is cloudy out. Where's summer? And the roads, it's windy, so the roads have got to be a mess.
Pretty much. Definitely the weather issues are making the commute not any easier. We got a lot of slow-moving traffic just about wherever you are. That includes 225 crossing Aurora. Westbound I-70 between 225 and 270 is pretty jammed up. Eastbound routes, C-470 through Highlands Ranch is really stacking, and eastbound Boulder Turnpike dragging from Pecos to I-25. We do have one surface street mishap, Colorado at Mexico. Weather outlook today looks like we're going to see winds at least through the afternoon with isolated showers. High of 82. Right now, raining and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Marching Music's Major League is coming to Denver. Don't miss Drums Along the Rockies, returning to Invesco.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance. I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Put yourself down. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Victory Associates LTD reminds parents that the deadliest time of year for a teenager to be in a car is during the summer. Safety experts agree that major factors which lead to teenage road deaths include inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues. This is from Victory Associates Limited. They care about the future of our kids right here in Denver. For prompt and courteous service, call 303-399-4177. They are Medicaid certified and accept all major credit cards.
Tonight on NBC, the hottest acts are back to compete for the final 20 spots in the coolest city on earth. Vegas, baby.
You got one shot, and this is your shot today.
And all new America's Got Talent. Then,
Think singing your favorite songs to win cash is easy?
Hey now!
You're an all-star. Put your face on!
Think again. This competition's not about singing. It's whether you know the words. The Singing Bee premieres after the Las Vegas America's Got Talent at 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Hey, Mom! Shop Toys R Us and put a lot more fun in your life. Our unbeatable selection of the hottest toys will make your kids happier. Our toy-savvy, mom-friendly staff make shopping quick, easy, and fun. You know we have the perfect toy, doll, or game your family wants, and our fantastic deals and low prices will make you smile. So hurry into Toys R Us, babies are us too, or visit us online at toysrus.com. Fun shopping, happier kids, great deals. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the show you should never do, but I'm going to do it anyway. 60th anniversary of the alien crash in Roswell, New Mexico. Do you believe in UFOs? You ever seen one? Slight chance of thunderstorms today, high of 82, although the slight chance is now. It's a mess out there. What's a mess? Life is a mess. Ah! Okay, stop panicking. Let's go to Diane in Colorado Springs. Diane?
In Inglewood in 1947. I was 8 years old. My older brothers called me outside, pointed to the sky, and said, "Look, flying saucers." And to this day, I know that's what they were. It was in the summer of 47. It's around the Roswell time. They were silver discs, and they were actually spinning. And we still... Every time I get together with my family, we still talk about that day that we saw those flying saucers.
Yeah, but how do you know they're flying saucers? Just because they looked like what flying saucers are supposed to look like?
Well, no, at the time, of course, at the time, we thought they were. We were young kids with imaginations. But as the years have gone by, and I read more and more about these crashes in the same year in Roswell, New Mexico, not too far away, I mean, my brothers and I all questioned each other. Maybe that is what we saw. There was no explanation. Of course, in 47, we didn't have the media coverage like we now. But don't take that away from me. I really know how.
No, I'm not going to try to take it away from you. I just have this question about it. The question would be this. I mean, if what you saw was truly what you saw, how come they never made contact with us?
Well, I don't know. They didn't make contact with us either, but we actually saw unidentified flying objects. And that's what a UFO is. And I don't know why they didn't land, but well, maybe they did in Roswell. Maybe they crashed in Roswell. Later that day, I can't remember the exact day, but it was summertime because we were all out of school. And I haven't, I just really know that is what we saw that day.
All right. Well, I'm not going to try to take it away from you. I'm not going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not going to. No, I wouldn't do that. But but you got to understand, I'm skeptical, and I don't really. I have
well,
a hard time.
No, I know you're skeptical. If someone else had told me that story, I would have thought, oh, she's old and losing that. But and as the years have gone by, I mean, it keeps coming up again. And then when we remember the year and the month that we saw these, it's sort of.
You know what?
To other people who think maybe it happened.
Well, you know what, though? You can be young and be losing it, too. Diane, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. All right. You heard what she said. She believes they're flying saucers. Now, do you believe her? And also, do you think the government has conspired to keep this away from us? It's a conspiracy. Let's go to Don in Denver. Don, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Don.
You know, I think I'm like a lot of people. I would love to believe, but, you know, there's too many things that tell me, you know, for example, why would a person drive from Los Angeles to New York and stay for 5 minutes and then leave? Why would you possibly get in a spaceship somewhere in the distant galaxy, hover over the desert for 5 minutes and then split? I just think that's what it comes down to. Unless there's a tangible way of proving that these things have made contact, and this is 2007. I mean, you would have thought it would have happened by now. I honestly don't think they exist. I think people just want them to exist. The other thing is, I agree with you. What does this do to the whole Bible thing. Is the Bible, you know, a galactic book of right and wrong, parables and ways to live your life, or does it just apply to this one planet?
The whole thing is really. I mean, how come people haven't raised that question or thought about that? And you could not only use the Bible, I mean, you could use the Quran, you could use the Torah, whatever support or belief system you have that you believe came from some kind of, you know, other power or being or superior being like God. Yeah, what would you do? What would these people say if these folks landed and you said to them, well, you know, you gave them some New Testament quote or something, or you gave them some testament a quote from the Old Testament, or you gave them some quote from the Quran, and you said, well, what does that mean? We have no idea what that is.
You know, the other thing to consider is this theory that is propagated by some of these ufologists who say, oh, they're already living among us. And finally, the third thing is, are they all supposed to be benign? You know, like E.T., or some of them malevolent. On the other hand, this Betty and Barney Hill, and, you know, I know you've read about it, you know, how do you explain those things? So I think people want to believe, but, you know, until, you know, somebody shows me something, I can't.
Okay, do you think there's a need for some people to believe because they need to explain something that they can't explain?
Yeah, like your last caller, she was 8 years old. I mean, that's a childhood fantasy. It could have been all kinds of things. It could have been searchlights for a new grand opening at a store. It could have been a bunch of things, but, you know, she was 8 years old, and you have groupthink, and all of a sudden, you know, whatever someone told you it was, and it continues to be some, you know, 65 years later or whatever she is. So, you know, when it comes from a child, I think you really have to take it with a grain of salt, but, you know, when it comes from an adult, I think, you know, you got to have more than, I mean, you got to have pictures. You got to have something more.
You got to have some kind of tangible proof.
Absolutely, and until that happens, you know, I don't care if it was President Carter who said it or Scott Carpenter, the astronaut who said it. You know, show me something.
Yeah, you know what? That leads me to this last comment. I want to get your response to this. If these crashes, all right, so. Anything that flies, there's got to be a chance. There's got to be a probable chance that it's going to come down. Would you agree there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Where's the wreckage of all these UFOs? Where's the wreckage of these things that have crashed?
Some conspiratorial people would say, well, it's at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. On the other hand, if you've never been to Roswell, and I actually made a trip out of my way crossing New Mexico once to stop at Roswell.
Yeah, I've been there.
That place is infested with a bunch of people who've turned it into an industry, and they're nuts. You know, no offense to your previous caller, but they're like, I was 6 years old, and my father told me this, and you know, it becomes urban legend. You know, it's no different than, you know, my grandfather saw Sasquatch.
Well, I think Superman was real.
Well, no, I agree with you on that.
Don't you think he was real?
Well, no, just between you and I, Jay, I just lose all my strength when I'm exposed to kryptonite.
Thanks, Don. You're the best. Appreciate
later.
It. All right. When I went to the Superman Museum in Metropolis, Illinois, Mary and I went, they sell, like, fake kryptonite. Let's go to Al in Fort Lupton. Al says he believes. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay? Yes, I believe. Now, let me take the scholarly approach and refute your previous caller, your last caller. First of all, how come the Catholic Church owns a tapestry that was made in the 1500s that have two little spaceships, one in each corner of the top of the tapestry?
Okay, well, all right. First of all, where did you see the tapestry? And
the tapestry,
what is the source of that?
That tapestry comes from, it's in Italy in a church, and it hangs, and I've seen it on the internet. I've seen it on a program called, what was the name of that one from the 70s? The Chariot of the Gods. These pictures, it showed it right in the monastery. Second of all.
Okay, Al, but Al, I failed to understand what that proves.
Well, where did it come from?
Well, where did anything come from? I mean, there's such a thing as folklore, but, and you web it. Hold on. Now seriously, consider this. Okay, there's manufactured folklore, and it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody had to come up with the idea in, like, 1955. I mean, we have folklore that's passed down that has been around, what, since the 1500s, before that?
Show me the source of the manufactured folklore that people flew in little crafts. Show me that. I'll be glad to take a look at that.
All right, but I could turn that around and say to you, okay, but show me that it's not folklore. I mean, pointing to a tapestry and using that, and you'd say you saw it on the internet and in a television program, oh, my God, the internet never lies, and the media wouldn't definitely put something up there if it wasn't true.
Well, now, let's take another instance.
All right, I'll let you do that. Let me get some traffic, and I'll come back to you.
Okay,
hang on, because I want to hear what you have to say. All right, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, WMAQ-TV, that's NBC in Chicago, ran a poll. Do you think alien flying saucers crashed in Roswell, New Mexico 60 years ago? 60% said yes, 26% said no, and 14% said, I'm not sure. How could you ever answer a questionnaire and say, I'm not sure? Well, here's one thing I'm sure of. We're going to look at traffic now with Gina. Gina!
Thanks, Jay. We've got a crash eastbound 6th, right at I-25, so obviously a bad spot right now. That's where traffic is normally jammed up. In any case, you're headed out of Lakewood, so watch out for those delays to start at about Sheridan and stay with you all the way up to that I-25 merge. One other crash, but it's off the highway, Colorado at Mexico, not a real big deal. We mostly just have slow-moving traffic just about wherever you are, a lot of that due to the rain that we had, the wet roads, and the splashback. Weather outlook today looks like we'll see some windy conditions through afternoon with more isolated showers, high of 82. Tonight, winds subside. It'll be cooler at a low of 57. And right now, it's cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Be part of history. Help break the Guinness World Record for the longest paint by number at the Denver Art Museum's What in the World?
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Last Mimsy, Sweetland, Wild Tigers I Have Known, or The Page Turner. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
Store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of the adjustable loan and all of your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and a no payment program for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans so they can say yes even if you're turned down elsewhere. Discover how much money you could be saving every month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number again, 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Capstone Investment Financial Group, Icon LASIK Center, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:55, 5 minutes past the hour. High today, 82, chance of thunderstorms, and it's windy and raining out there. Now, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. UFOs, 60-year anniversary of the crash in Roswell. Do you believe in UFOs? And Al is making the case because he does. All right, Al, go ahead. Finish up. Do your thing.
All right. Explain to me the total devastation at the turn of the last century in Siberia, where hundreds and hundreds of miles of trees were laid on their side. There's been no impact crater from a meteor, and most scientists and learned people say it looks like a nuclear explosion.
Okay, but they don't know. Whoa. What is the official explanation, or is there no official explanation?
There is no official explanation, period. It's just...
And what year did this happen?
Jay, I want to say maybe 1913.
How much science was there in 1913?
We're talking about people today that are trying to understand this issue.
Well, yeah, I understand it, but like back in 1913... How much identifiable science did we have to deal with things that would happen? Like, for instance, possible earthquakes. Infections of trees and things like that. And now there are people today that are trying to piece this together, and they can't explain it because they can't explain it. Does that necessarily mean that a UFO caused it? I mean, is every unexplained thing that happens... is that attributable to some mysterious type of thing like God or a UFO or something? I mean, follow that to its logical conclusion.
Tell me how Moses parted the Red Sea.
I don't know that that really happened.
Okay. Tell me how the Egyptians, or better yet, the Sphinx was built 4,000 years before the Egyptian civilization.
Who says that it was?
Scientists. I watched that on the History Channel.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look into it because I can't give you an explanation. But once again, I've only got like 20 seconds left here. But once again, Al, I'm not saying what you're saying is invalid. I'm not trying to dispute what you're saying, but I'm just asking you this one question. If you can't explain something, does that mean that UFOs were involved?
Well, I tell you what. Watch the show on the History Channel, UFOs in the Bible. Watch that.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, man.
You bet.
See ya.
Bye.
You want to continue this? Because I had something else I want to get into. But you want to continue this? Hang on the line. I'll continue talking about it.
While you're at your computer, There's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The numbers tell the story. 71% of the people taking part in a fresh USA Today Gallup poll say they want almost all American troops out of Iraq by next spring. Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
Americans believe the war in Iraq was a mistake, and now we have 62% who say that, and that is the record high for this war. That's as high as we've ever seen it.
Live to CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller. Mark, President Bush is losing public support for the war, and he's under growing pressure from some key Republicans to change course. Is he going to do that?
He'll be changing his message on Iraq, but not his policy. He'll use his speech today in Cleveland to speak of the day when 159,000 U.S. troops will not have to be there. But he'll stand firm in saying that any withdrawal will not be based on politics, but on the advice and recommendation of U.S. military commanders. To do otherwise, in his view, would hand the enemy a victory and put America's security at risk. Frank.
Breaking news from the Orlando area. A small plane's gone down in a residential neighborhood. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what do we know at this point?
Well, Frank, it happened about an hour and a half ago. The pilot flying a twin-engine Cessna from Daytona Beach radioed the Sanford Airport Tower. That's northeast of Orlando. He said there was smoke in the cockpit. The plane crashed into two houses near the airport. Two adults and a child hospitalized in critical condition. A family of four unaccounted for. The plane reportedly belongs to Competition Liaison Bureau, which is affiliated with NASCAR. One person believed to be aboard the plane, but we don't know who it is, Frank.
Hotshots battling hundreds of wildfires across the West are reporting mixed results. Temperatures near and above 100 degrees and dry lightning forecast for today could complicate matters. Governor John Huntsman says a huge fire in central Utah is only 10% contained.
It's a very large fire geographically. I would say the largest in the world right now.
Almost all of the East is in for another day of blistering heat and high humidity. Residents of Coffeyville, Kansas are salvaging what they can after a devastating flood and the oil spill it caused. KOTV's Joshua Brackage has a snapshot.
Dave and Sue Sanford are gutting their garage. A donated dumpster is piled high with water-damaged equipment from a homegrown trophy business. Around the corner, the water line on Karen Feaster's house is just inches from the roof. Someone dropped off two new shovels and rakes, but cleanup is probably impossible, and she plans to tear down her home.
A study of 3,000 older Chinese women finds those who eat a Western diet with more red meat, dairy products, and sweets have a 60% higher risk of developing breast cancer. Marilyn Tseng worked on the study.
I think it really does point to the need for caution when we're embracing a Western-style diet worldwide.
Life is good in Castle Rock, Colorado, so good that Family Circle magazine named the suburb midway between Denver and Colorado Springs the best family town in America. In early trading, the Dow's down 68 points, Nasdaq's down 15. This is CBS News.
The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. Spiral AGM batteries.
It's okay to start over. And I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. It's okay to start over.
This is Dr. Phil like you've never experienced him before. This is Dr. Phil on Match.com.
It's okay to say I'm going to take everything I've learned and I'm going to let those things shape me into a better partner.
He'll give you insights. Match.com will give you a guarantee. We're so confident you'll meet someone special in 6 months. We guarantee it. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. No homes are in immediate danger of that 1,500-acre wildfire still burning near Durango, but fire officials say the blaze is only 50% contained.
We did have some strong winds yesterday that actually did help suppression efforts because they actually blew the fire back on itself.
No injuries have been reported. About 100 firefighters still on the scene of that fire. A federal jury in D.C. is awarded $250,000 to one of two men who sued Denver Nuggets star Allen Iverson, claiming they were beaten by his entourage 2 years ago after refusing to vacate the VIP section for Iverson at a nightclub. And two burglars have the door keys, the passcodes, and the combinations to help them break into the safes at an indoor amusement center in Colorado Springs, but they had to turn to Google for help to steal their loot. The burglary at Big City turned into a comedy of errors. First, they tried to disable a security camera by spraying it with WD-40, only to have the lubricant actually clean the lens. Then, the camera recorded the pair struggling for an hour to open the safes, apparently not realizing how many times and in what direction they needed to turn the dial. Then they got smart. A computer in the office shows a Google search for how to open a safe and how to crack a safe. Burglars took about $12,000. They're still at large. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, the wind and the rain really wrecking havoc with the traffic conditions this morning. Northbound I-25, especially bad right now. It's sitting still at Founders, south of the city. Not doing much better through the DTC. Stop and go from Arapahoe up to 225. Again, there at Lincoln, C-470, through the bridges. And southbound lanes are stacked up as well, University to Evans. Of course, we have very heavy traffic both directions of 225, and we had crash activity eastbound 6th approaching I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon with isolated showers, a high of 82. Right now it's cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer's here and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry brown spots. Revive gets the nutrients deep down to the roots where it counts to keep your lawn green. Save water and money. Use Revive. It works.
The new DieHard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new DieHard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. DieHard. Spiral AGM batteries.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms, although it's wet out there now, at least wet here. High today of 82. Windy out there, too. Be careful if you're out on the road. Well, I got this. We played this during the 6 to 6:30 hour. This explosive piece of audio between Michael Moore and Wolf Blitzer. I'm also tempted to continue to talk about this UFO topic, only because we only gave it 30 minutes. And about whether you believe in the existence of aliens and UFOs and life from another planet or lives on other planets, because it's the 60th anniversary of the alien crash at Roswell, New Mexico. My buddy Greg sent me this. A Russian scientist has reopened the controversy over a gigantic explosion in 1908 in Siberia with a claim that he has found debris from an extraterrestrial space vehicle, or UFO, which collided with a comet. On June 30, 1908, a colossal flash lit up the sky over Siberia, followed by an explosion with the power of 1,000 atom bombs. It obliterated a forest for hundreds of square miles in the basin of a river. And anyway, the article goes on to talk about this, and a researcher, Yuri Lavin, has spent 12 years researching the mystery of the meteorite, and he believes he has found the key to one of the great scientific enigmas of the last century, though many scientists remain skeptical. Anyway, his theory is, according to this article, that the spaceship had collided with a comet, and that that's what caused the explosion. But notice how they say it's his theory. And the article points out in Siberia, where oil geologists regularly work, you can find a heap of fragments of various machines. So, that was Al in Fort Lupton who pointed that out. And so you got to ask yourself, do you believe in UFOs? I've had one person call here this morning. One person called this morning so far admitting or saying that they had seen a UFO. Anybody else out there wants to say that they've seen one? And do you believe in UFOs? And also, how does this affect our view of religion? Anybody who is religious want to comment on that? 303-713-7600. I'm just really skeptical about the whole UFO thing. And one guy sent me an email saying, well, if you're going to be open-minded, doesn't that mean your willingness to believe? No, I think it's your willingness to hear out other people, but I think you have to ask key questions. You just can't accept things that are given to you. And I gave you that WMAQ NBC Channel 5 in Chicago poll in which 65% said they believe in UFOs. Here's Karina in Westminster. Karina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, my thing is that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And 20, 30 years ago, the ufologists were saying stuff like, we know airplane crashes occur, but where's the photographs, But now that people have photographed airplane crashes as they occur, because somebody's got so many cameras all over the place, so that argument no longer holds up water. Now, as for the blow up
in Siberia,
Russia, in Siberia, yeah, I've seen science show after science show, usually about possibility of a meteor causing all life on Earth to go extinct, and it was basically a meteor coming in at such an angle that it exploded in the atmosphere.
Well, it can't possibly be a meteor. You know it was a UFO.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, but according to one of the science shows I saw, NORAD actually scrambled because they picked one of these things exploding in the atmosphere. I don't know exactly when. But it looked on their scopes like a nuclear explosion. But when they examined it, they never found a rocket going off any place, and they can detect where those things to fairly well. So if it wasn't a rocket going off, it had to come from outer space. And I guess they did some more examination of it and stuff like that and determined that a meteor of a certain size coming into our atmosphere at a certain angle will explode in the atmosphere like as if it was a nuke.
Well, I don't know if there's UFOs or there's not UFOs, but here's the thing that always gets me. Anything that is not explainable is always blamed on UFOs or conspiracies.
Ooh, yeah. And that's one of the questions that I don't expect anyone to really be able to answer this one, but how come people are able to take UFOs and all of these conspiracy theories with that have so much, are completely illogical, or and the evidence is such that you can drive a Mack truck through it with no science to back it up, or science that they get completely wrong, but then you get something with extraordinary evidence, like the moon landings and evolution, and it's, oh, man, the scientists to be wrong on that. They can't be right on that stuff. I mean, I think the same amount of percentage of people who believe in UFOs are the same people who disbelieve evolution.
Well, you know that we never went to the moon, that was all filmed in a television studio in Houston.
Oh, yeah. My husband actually saw there was, I think it was Fox or one WB put on an hour-long show by that guy who supposedly has all this evidence. He could only watch it for 15 minutes without crashing the TV in, because basically everything that they brought up, it basically got the science wrong.
Yeah, see, I don't doubt that. And I think there's logical explanations to a lot of these things. We just have to look for them, but to immediately, because you can't explain them, go, well, it's UFOs. To me, I don't know. I don't see it. And maybe I'm just too close-minded to see it. Karina, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye, Jay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I love your show. I've been listening to you for about 4 years since I switched from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know what to say about that other than it's nice to hear that at least somebody out there is you know, who's in the Republican camp is coming to coming to grips with what's going on in the country, I guess is all I can say. All right, anyway, about UFOs.
Anyway, you greatly influenced me in that area. On UFOs, I was a ufologist for UFO Mutual Network, and I studied the phenomena down in the San Luis Valley for about 6 years in a row. I'd go down every quarter or every 3 months, and I would interview the farmers, the ranchers, and would get data on the basis of some of the sites of the catamutilations and UFO visits that would occur after the mutilations. And I don't know if you know this, but the San Luis Valley has the highest percentage of catamutilations in the world, the third highest percentage of UFO sightings in the United States, and the fourth highest sightings of silent helicopters in the United States as well. So it's a mecca for the UFO studiers and researchers. And 6% of all UFOs are better known as area phenomena, are unexplainable by Project Blue Book and the Ghidorah files and all the other studies they've done, and the most prevalent being the Project Blue Book that was implemented by the United States Air Force. And some of the scientists actually came from CU in Boulder that did that study, that compelling study.
Well, I go back to what I said to Karina, and I said last hour, you know, in regards to the cattle mutilations and unexplained things, there are always going to be things in life that are unexplainable, and then eventually they figure it out. Eventually someone gets to the bottom of it. But what gets me about it all the time is if you can't explain it, then immediately it's got to be a UFO. That doesn't, I mean, for instance, if UFOs have been coming here all this time, and I don't know what the record of the first UFO sighting was. 48?
1947, July.
All right.
Actually,
so I was off by a year.
Actually, it was in Washington State, excuse me. I can't think of the guy's Palmer, I think his last name was installed. I'm over the Cascade Mountains in Washington State, I think in the early 40s or mid-40s, before Roswell.
Okay, so there were never any sightings that we know of UFOs prior to the 40s, right?
Well, actually, if you go back to ancient history of the Greeks and the Romans and whatnot, they actually had depictions and drawings and of UFOs and area phenomena by many older civilizations, but that's another topic altogether.
Yeah, because that calls into the whole question of, once again, passed down legends and folklore. Why haven't any of these UFOs, number one, made contact with us? Number two, if they've crashed, where are the remains? Where's the structural? And please don't tell me that, well, the government comes and gets them and takes them away.
Well, yeah, I know that was going to be the catalyst you would use, but most of the UFOs that have crashed, unfortunately, in the United States, yes, the government has taken them, but in other countries, they're a lot more open and receptive to the UFO phenomena, such as Mexico, Russia, Austria, and I can't think of the fourth country right now. But they're so advanced that I don't know if you ever took the analogy, the way we would tag animals to keep them, monitor in their environments and to watch them, their habits, their mating habits, their eating habits, their migration flow habits. That's what we feel is prevalent among the UFO advanced technology. They go through interdimensional wormholes, and they can absolutely defy the speed of light. They have such advanced technology that people cannot even conceive of their technology to travel through interspace.
Well, wait a minute. How do we know all this?
Well, it's based on relativity and Einstein's theory, but it supersedes that.
Yeah, but you got to have something more than just theory. I mean, you got to – now, come on, be honest. And I'm not saying –
Well, it's abstracting content.
I mean, yeah, but you can't – if you're going to prove something
– You want concrete physical evidence.
Well, it'd be along the same lines. All right, listen, see if you think I'm wrong about this. Wouldn't it be along the same lines of the whole argument about religion?
Well, yes, because it would defy religion because of the dogmatic belief system we have in this country and worldwide. It would eradicate the churches.
Well, what I mean by that is that religion largely acts on faith because you can't prove. I mean, how do you prove the existence of God, or how do you prove the existence of Jesus or Muhammad or Allah or, I mean, anybody you want to name? So you got to take some of that on, or a lot of it on faith, and
right.
it would be the same thing of what you're talking about.
Strictly on faith.
There's no scientific data to prove, like what you're saying here.
Well, there's no human data to prove that there's a God.
Well, I don't necessarily believe. I mean, only speaking for myself, but I debate back and forth whether there really is one.
Well, it's strictly based on faith and a dogmatic belief system of human, beliefs. And with the UFO phenomena, catamulations, and the silent helicopters, you got to look at the universe as a whole. And the universe as a whole is vast. The cosmos is huge.
What you got to do is you got to go to people like me and others like me, and you got to show it to us. It has to be on the table, documented. Otherwise, if you just go by theories, like I started out talking about this, I mean, I had a woman once from St. Petersburg Beach, Florida, called me up and told me she believed she saw an angel walking along the beach. Would you buy that if somebody told you that?
Actually, it depends on how deeply she was into medication or medicating, or if she was just at an illusion.
Well, I asked her about all of that. She said she was not on medication, that it was perfectly real. I mean, would you buy that if somebody told you that?
I probably would on a spirituality level. She probably had a vision.
Well, see, now that's where you and I That's where you and I would have trouble. That's where you and I would probably part company, because I would have a tendency not to believe in that. And, you know, Jeff, I could reach for a cheap joke about the Republican Party, but I won't do that. Jeff, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, see ya. 823, 23 minutes after 8, one line open at 303-713-7600. Convince us skeptics that there are UFOs. Or
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Buckle up for safety.
Tonight on NBC, the hottest acts are back to compete for the final 20 spots in the coolest city on earth. Vegas, baby.
You got one shot, and this is your shot today.
An all-new America's Got Talent. Then, think singing your favorite songs to win cash is easy?
Hey now,
you're an all-star. Put your face on.
Think again. This competition's not about singing. It's whether you know the words. The Singing Bee premieres after the Las Vegas America's Got Talent at 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Oh, it's 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. My timing is just so superb. I have no idea how I get myself across the street. You've seen these dogs running the Iditarod? They cover 1,150 miles in 10 to 17 days. Well, I can't imagine Coco and Jackson, Coco, my Welsh Corgi, and Jackson, my Minpin, ever being involved in anything like this. The only way that they would ever cover ground is to get food or maybe, and I use the word maybe, pay enough attention to Mary and myself to follow us around the block. I mean, they just are incorrigible, both of them. But we love them, and we love them with all of their faults and all of their pluses, and wouldn't trade them for the world. And that's one of the reasons why Purina is an integral part of their lives. Now, if your dog is less active, or maybe he or she could lose a few pounds, Purina One offers two formulas made especially for dogs who don't have as much get-up-and-go as they used to. Purina One Healthy Weight Formula and Purina One Large Breed Healthy Weight. Real turkey or chicken is the number one ingredient. It provides appropriate levels of fat and calories to help maintain a healthy weight. Optimal protein levels help maintain lean body mass for strong muscles, and 25% less fat then Purina One Total Nutrition Lamb and Rice Formula. You'll see a healthy change in your dogs, the same way we've seen in ours, when you change to Purina One. See the difference for yourself. Receive a coupon for a free, this is free, 4-pound bag of Purina One by visiting PurinaOneChallenge.com or by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call or go online today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Hey, Mom, shop Toys R Us and put a lot more fun in your life. Our unbeatable selection of the hottest toys will make your kids happier. Our toy-savvy, mom-friendly staff make shopping quick, easy, and fun. You know we have the perfect toy, doll, or game your family wants, and our fantastic deals and low prices will make you smile. So hurry into Toys R Us. Babies are us, too. Or visit us online at ToysRUs.com. Fun shopping, happier kids, great deals. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be confronting conservative Kafir Alfia on his book,
A Field Guide to Left-Wing Wackos.
Joseph A. Califano Jr. is here on his new book, High Society, How Substance Abuse Ravages America and What We Can Do About It. Robin Simon is dropping by with the question, will the electorate be equal 50% women by the year 2020? Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah! Keep it down, Jay. Yeah! Do it! Greatest rock and roll band of all time. Alright. I know you disagree with that. Don't turn it down, turn it up. Some conservative rather than play music. Rock and roll music on AM. Oh, God. Yeah, turn it up. Ought to do is Anaplay Music in mornings designed for those of you who are driving to work or bicycling, right? Something that gets your blood pumping. Don't fade it out. We haven't got an ASCAP BMI license. What the hell? What's going to happen to me? I'll probably just get lectured for this. I don't give a damn. Screw it. But Jay, I've been holding on the phone for 25 minutes. I have a point to make. The Stones always have a point to make. Music radio blows, doesn't it? And put up to the all night guy on the mountain. It's not there anymore. What is that? Now it's automated. Call up your favorite music station and go, listen, lose the voice tracking. Give us real people. Doesn't rock and roll sound good on AM? Auditioning to take the Sharks gig on the Fox. What, John? Wouldn't you want to go work on the... I'd like to go work on the Fox. I think it'd be fun. Yeah, we'd be great in afternoons over there. Hello? Somebody give us a job. Wouldn't we? Wouldn't we be great over there? We'd be great there. We'd be great. We'd be great any place. God, I'm starting to sound like somebody else on this radio station. Right? Listen, I'm going to tell you how great I am. Okay, it was like Freddie Blassie used to do that. Listen, you pencil neck geek, I'll tell you, I'm the greatest man ever stepped in the squared circle. Okay, never mind. Let's go back to UFOs. And we got Mike Littleton who's been hanging on. Mike, go ahead, man. I'm sorry, I got carried away.
What's up, Jay?
I got a little carried away. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay, man. Don't mind at all. I just wanted you to look up something when you get a little time. It's called the Disclosure Project. It's an actual website, but in 2001, there was a press conference in Washington, D.C., regarding the Disclosure Project, and it consists of a panel of about 12 to 15, mostly ex-military scientists, professors, that get up there and give details as to what they saw, whether it be them flying planes and seeing stuff in the air or being on ground in bases or watching ex-military people actually conversate with the supposed UFOs. That's one thing that you can look at, and it's just the fact that NASA has all these photos and this audio of stuff and debris flying around in space.
I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those photos before.
Right, and Buzz Aldrin talking on camera, admitting that he saw what he said were critters or motherships right below them. Armstrong also said it, and there was other astronauts that went up in different missions that also admit to that. So it's just a lot of funny stuff that nobody can really explain, and you ask, you know, why hasn't it been presented, or why isn't it, you know, why haven't we made contact or whatever? Well, I guess my best assumption is it's just the devastation it would do to the religions. I mean, it would throw everybody off, Christians, Catholics alike, you know, even Scientologists for all that matter.
Well, Scientologists aren't isn't their whole...
Well, they're pretty jacked up.
Their whole faith is based on that, right?
Oh, I don't even know that for sure, but if it is, then I better stop thinking about this stuff.
Well, yeah, isn't it based on, like, you know, the planet Theta and all this kind of weird...
Yeah, Planet X, right.
You know, all this kind of weird weird stuff.
Right.
But all right, let me ask you, and don't give me... I know you'd be tempted to give me the standard answer, and the standard answer would be because it's a government conspiracy, or the government doesn't want us to panic, or whatever the case would be.
Right.
Then if all this stuff is so sure, then why is it all, like, hush-hush? Where's the wreckage? How come they haven't, like, gone to the Cherry Creek Mall and gone shopping? I mean, what is the deal?
I guess, without giving you the straightforward answer, like I said before, it would have to do with just the devastation I think it would do to the religions that are around the world. I think everybody lives their life based on their specific religion. I mean, more days now, people are starting to not get so caught up in the actual religion and everything that it encompasses. But I think if they found out that UFOs or aliens were really around, then they're going to start questioning, well, did God make aliens too? Or is it, I mean, did Jesus, is he an alien? I mean, it throws everybody off. That's my biggest answer for that, I guess. I don't think it has to do with just the government covering it up because of their personal interest. I think more has to do with what it would do to society as a whole.
All right, Michael. Thank you, man. Great call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Gina, here's something to think about at 8:36, 36 minutes after 8. Check this out.
Yes.
If aliens landed here, if they showed up, and they wanted, like, Nordstrom's or something. I just use Nordstrom's as an example. Or they showed up, like, at the Cherry Creek Mall, or they went into Hyde Park Jewelers or Benbridge or something. Would we greet them or would we kill them? Well, would we? Would we feel threatened and we try to kill them? Or would we, like, walk out and say, and I can hear it now, Rush Limbaugh, we can't be like Neville Chamberlain with these folks, you people.
Well,
right?
You mean if they were non-threatening? If they were just walking around with shopping bags?
No, we don't give a crap whether they're threatening or not. Will we just kill them because they're not like us?
Well, if they had lasers, we'd probably kill them.
Well, what happens if they didn't use them?
But if they were just walking around shopping, eating funnel cakes, then, you know, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, they show up at Nordstrom's and say, no, how about this? Neiman Marcus, last call. Suppose they shut up there for last call. Well, we heard you're having a last call. We intercepted an email with our advanced technology. And we just thought we'd check it out. What do you think would happen? I think we would snuff them out.
Call in SWAT?
Yeah, we'd kill them. Or how about if some guy shows up and claims he's Jesus? No, seriously. We wouldn't stop to ask whether he was or he wasn't. We'd put him in a mental institution.
I don't know.
Therefore, Christ could never come back.
There's a guy right now that's a supposed minister that claims that he is the Christ.
Okay, do you think people seriously listen to him, or they laugh
at
him?
Yeah, all of the news channels have interviewed him. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but do you think he has serious, you know, big-time followers?
Yes, millions.
God, that's a sad commentary.
That's sick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right. It looks like the moisture, at least here, is cleared up, but the wind's still going. How's traffic been this morning?
Well, not good. It's still tough all over. We're not seeing a lot of recovery yet. I-25 was a mess down south around Founders Parkway and approaching 470. Again, really sluggish through the tech center, getting through the bridges. And now the southbound side is stacked up because we've got a crash right near University. Two cars there to watch out for. Westbound lanes of C-470 starting to drag now through Littleton, as are the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike across Westminster. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon. We'll get these isolated showers and a high of 82. Right now, cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Last Mimsy, Sweetland, Wild Tigers I Have Known, or The Page Turner. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
TSA Systems appreciates parents educating their teens about safety on our roadways. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors leading to teen accidents are inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and alcohol. Please caution your kids about these issues. Even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from TSA Systems in Longmont. TSA Systems. Buckle up for safety.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. For your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiance systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:42 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. 82. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Although it was wet and messy this morning, here's an instant message from AM760.net. Jay, how hard is it to figure out a cow? We poor humans have it pretty well down, so why would an advanced civilization need to look at a more than one or two? I also wonder why aliens only abduct guys who work in the mall, or I'm sorry, in the mailroom, or hairdressers when they could grab Stephen Hawking or the Dalai Lama. That's from Tom. We're talking about UFOs. Well, that's true. How come? Like, if you're an alien, okay, if you're flying a spaceship, you come here and you're going to abduct somebody, how come you don't take, like, Steve Jobs or somebody? Why would you take, like, some guy who's a security guard at a mall? Yeah, or could somebody please come and take some of the current members of the administration? Do you believe in UFOs? One line open, 303-713-7600. Also, this idea, too. What happens if aliens did come here? Would we greet them or kill them? See, I think we'd kill them. Right? We'd see them as a threat. Let's go to Ron in Black Hills. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I enjoy your show. I come into Colorado, and I always tune in to Progressive Talk. I love it. We don't get it so much, you know. Colorado's got it going on.
Where do you live?
Up in the Black Hills.
Of South Dakota?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's a beautiful area.
A lot of UFOs up there.
Well, I guess so, right? Because that's another thing, too. Maybe you can answer this question about it. I've never heard a really good answer to this. Why is it that they're always out over, like, you know, Nevada, Utah, sparsely populated places? How come they don't fly over, like, Los Angeles?
Well, it's, you know, it's those people that live in trailers that always see them.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, the folks who are living in double wides with couches out front, and their satellite TV dish is bigger than their car.
Sipping Jack Daniels.
Right, exactly. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, they're unemployed.
Yeah, well, they're underemployed. They're not looking for a job.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. I heard a real good read a real good article on, and it really would address kind of some of the stuff you're talking about. Why haven't we heard from them? Well, the general public doesn't hear from them, but the theory was. Aliens would have to be robotic to travel through space. And they basically are farming the planets that are habitable by human types like us. So they travel throughout the universes and they deposit the DNA, the human beings, to evolve. Because as a robot, they need, like gold for one thing, that would be a joint metal that would wear forever. And they also need certain types of energy. They wouldn't necessarily need, being robotic, they probably have brain cell implants on some kind of computer chip. So we're basically farming precious metals for a superior race the weird thing about that is...
Let me get this straight. So you're saying, are you saying they're robots or there are aliens here that are farming precious metals for a distant race?
No, we are farming for them. They are robotic. That's the only way they could travel through space because of the time that there's no time to a robotic type being, and they are farming the planets that have precious metals that can sustain human type life. And now the interesting thing about that, I read this back in the 70s, this article. And the thing that I found fascinating is that, boy, the show that was on, the movie about the guy that got abducted and went to the spacecraft, and they had him on the table and they were looking into his eyes? Well, you know, that kind of threw me it was kind of weird because they would want to take DNA to culture to plant into different...
Okay, all right, now, Ron, do you believe this?
Well, here's the way I look at it.
Because farming precious metals, I mean, we're farming it stuff, but we're keeping it.
Well, yeah, but they can only carry so much with them. I mean, it's a side...
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
now you're telling me you believe it.
No. What I'm saying is, if we apply logic, and I grew up watching Mr. Spock on Star Trek, and I have to think logically. Now, if I was an interstellar traveler, whatever we want to call them, aliens... I'd have to be robotic. There's no way I could sustain travel through space for any period of time as a human.
This all sounds like a shroom-induced dream.
Well, it was an article I read actually in Playboy. It was quite fascinating. Now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, who wrote it?
Now I can go to the guy that just called in about all the trees down in Siberia. Well, what that was a meteor that exploded before impact. And the guy that was the airplane people that were flying in the plane, and he saw this UFO and everybody on the plane, but he didn't report it. Well, then I always have to say, well, wait a minute. I'm a commercial instrument pilot myself. there's no way I would fly through, be flying along in some kind of, you know, plane coming by. I wouldn't want to call flight control and say, hey, you got anything on radar? So, you know, there, it's a weird catch here. We have people that have said they've seen them, but there's also the theory that we are basically farming precious metals, probably uranium, so they can power their spacecrafts for them. Now, they come in every so often, every so many years, or maybe every 100 years, to basically pick up what they're, you know, what they need.
I find that to be too far fetched.
Oh, I do too. But if you think about why would they? You were saying earlier, why did they come? Why are they showing up in the? Why don't?
What I was saying is, why don't they contact us?
Well, if I was an alien and I'd been on a spaceship going across space for so long, hell, I think the first place I'd go would be Hawaii.
Well, you know what? You got a point there, man. Yeah. Or go to the beach. You know, Ron, thanks, man.
Sure, take care.
All right. Ooh, a distant race. Led Zeppelin does UFO music.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler up on time and space.
See?
To be where I could be.
Little hermunculan man comes up to the Clear Channel building. Hi, I'd like to talk to you about the Fairness Doctrine.
Top of days, food states,
Led Zeppelin. I'd like to talk to you about the Fairness Doctrine and balance in the American media. This song. Oh, wow. It's just all too cosmic. I'm going to move to Black Hills like Rod and live in a double wide. Knock out one of my teeth. Watch NASCAR. I just love that Jeff Gordon. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Well, even with the weather issues we've had this morning, we're only dealing with one crash right now, southbound I-25 near University, but that has traffic really sluggish before the Downing Street Bridge. Northbound I-25 struggling as well through that area, right through the bridges, and again through the Tech Center. Still not looking that great, northbound I-25 down south from Wolfensburger Road to Founders Parkway. Weather outlook today, can expect these windy conditions through afternoon. We'll get some more isolated showers, high of 82. Right now, cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. No, it's a hog. In Parker, Mile High Harley now has two locations in Aurora at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. Esurance. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you've cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Hockeys. They've got over 650 vehicles on the lot. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you take an immediate depreciation. At Rockies, they let somebody else take that hit. They pass the savings on to you. Plus, they have a matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. They've got virtually everything you can think of. They're great folks. Go out there and see. They're more than my friends. An extended part of my family. Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Ziggy Isaac, Colby, any of the folks working out of Rockies. Go out there and ask for Colby. They'll help you out, and they'll make sure that you get treated the way you should be and get the deal that you're looking for. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're in this for the long haul. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you and you'll be fine. That's Rockies Autos. Get out there and see them. They're my good friends, and once you deal with them, they'll become your good friends, too. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Paul Walden for Media Matters coming up after the top of the hour. Right now we're talking about UFOs, 55 minutes.
Ooh,
yes, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 82, slight chance of thunderstorms. It's been wet out there this morning. Here's a couple of emails. These are pretty good. It's from Ron. UFO, fact or fiction, ever notice how all photographic evidence of UFOs are blurry and out of focus? In this age of super technology, why aren't there good, crisp pictures and videos available of UFOs? Here's another one. Jay, I can't believe that aliens could fly across the galaxy, and then, when they get to Earth, they would need to turn on their headlights. Why would a UFO need headlights? Our airplanes don't need lights. Lights at 20,000 feet only to serve to identify you to other nearby airplanes. Lights are not needed for navigation. Ask the next UFO believer why the lights. Otherwise, I do believe in intelligent life out there. I'm not sure about here. Well, the light, that's a pretty good one, the light deal. Oh, by the way, coming up next hour, we're not only going to talk to Paul Wolman, but I'm also going to play that exchange between Wolf Blitzer and Michael Moore. We played it earlier this morning on CNN. Michael Moore just takes it a Blitzer. It's great. I'm going to play that for you, too. It's some of the most explosive video we've gotten in a long, long time. Let me quickly go to Ron in Cheyenne, who says that he's seen a UFO. Ron, go ahead quickly, man. Have you seen a UFO?
Yeah, I saw it at north of Cheyenne. It was a summer night. It was about a year ago, and I'm on the radio. Sorry, man. Anyway, I saw it there, and what it did was it hovered. It hovered, and then it went backwards, and it came forward, and then it disappeared out of sight. And it went so fast, it looked like a star in the daytime.
Geez, why didn't it make why didn't Atlanta make contact?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. Now, another thing, if you want some more information on it, look up Phoenix Lights, if you're talking about big cities. And can I say hi to Andrew?
Certainly.
Andrew, hello. Jenny, hello.
Okay, Andrew and Jenny, don't and hey. Andrew and Jenny, don't get abducted by UFO. Okay,
well, run,
I gotta run.
Yeah,
I gotta run. All right, see ya. Coming up next, Paul Waldman. Stick around. And the explosive audio of Moore and Blitzer. They mix it up. You want to hear this.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
He went straight down, right into the houses.
An eyewitness to a frightening plane crash this morning in the Orlando suburb of Sanford. Authorities say the twin-engine Cessna was trying to make an emergency landing when it hit two houses, setting them on fire.
It sounded like a car crash. There was no explosion. Just like a big thud, like he hit a wall.
Police say two people aboard the plane were killed and three people on the ground were burned, including a boy with burns over 80-90% of his body. President Bush is in Cleveland, where he will spend time during a speech in a few hours addressing concerns about his Iraq policy. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Cleveland. Peter, how's the White House addressing the downbeat Iraq progress reports sent to Congress?
Well, Nick, they're trying to downplay the soon-to-be-released report. Aboard Air Force One, a spokesman called that report a snapshot. It's expected to show, though, that the Iraqi government has failed to meet any of the political, economic, or security benchmarks. Now, President Bush will use a speech here later this afternoon to elaborate on his strategy, but aides say he will not announce any policy changes, Nick.
Now, there is a report from Iraq today that insurgents have taken over a village northwest of the capital after a fierce firefight that's left dozens of people dead. And a bloody climax today to a week-long siege at Islamabad's Red Mosque. Pakistani troops have stormed the compound where Islamist radicals have been holding scores of hostages. There have been reports of fighting room by room. Reporter Declan Walsh has more.
Most of the fears are still centered on hundreds of women and children who are presumed to be inside. The military spokesman says that these women and children are hiding or perhaps trapped within a basement in the mosque compound.
Authorities say as many as 50 of the militants have been killed. Also among the dead, the mosque's chief cleric. Well, the Vatican has issued a 16-page paper sure to stir debate and perhaps hostility among the world's Protestant and Orthodox Christians. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome with details of what the document spells out.
It says although Orthodox churches are true churches, they are defective because they do not recognize the primacy of the Pope. It adds that Protestant denominations are not true churches, but just ecclesial communities. But it also stresses that dialogue with other Christians remains one of the priorities of the Catholic Church.
Baseball's All-Stars go at it tonight in San Francisco, and it should be a bittersweet evening for one player who has no small number of detractors as well as legions of fans. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the appearance of slugger Barry Bonds in front of his home crowd.
At 42 years of age, Bonds says this is likely his All-Star swan song, and the fans here say because of that, it will be emotional tonight.
You're going to see one of the probably top five
baseball players that ever played the game. Give them respect for that.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at AT&T Park in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 54 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So
you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Go now. Call now.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Well, here's something we haven't heard in a while. Yeah, a cold front blowing in this morning. Drivers all along the Front Range having a tough time dealing with that and also some badly needed rain. For weeks now, administration officials have been talking up the importance of that September report on President Bush's so-called troop surge in Iraq. But our Colorado Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter says the interim report just leaked concludes very little progress is being made.
You know, we've had briefings from the highest level of the militaries, and the best they can say is mixed results.
Perlmutter predicting the end is near for Bush's failed Iraq strategy. Officials suspect a foodborne illness caused a gastrointestinal illness that sickened 53 inmates at the Jefferson County Jail. But the executive director of the health department says they don't have a definite diagnosis just yet. And a former Northern Colorado punter accused of stabbing the starter has now lost his bid to suppress his statements made to investigators. Mitchell Kozad will go on trial later this month on a charge of attempted first-degree murder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tom. We still have quite a few slow pockets in the city. Definitely I-25 affected both north and southbound if you're headed through downtown and through the bridges. We've also had a major slowdown northbound I-25 down south, although that's looking a little bit better from Founders Parkway to Wolfensberger. Happy Canyon was pretty stacked up. And we've had a series of power outages around the city, especially downtown, so you want to be careful at signal lights. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon with isolated showers and a high of 82. Tonight, those winds will...
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you here. 82 today, cold front. You heard Johnny talking about that cold front moving in, and we could use a little relief from the heat, couldn't we? Let's be like the rest of the nation. Let's gripe about the heat, and then I'll remind you that we sat here and griped about the heat. I'll remind you of it in January. Even if I'm not here, I'll call in and remind you of it. You never know. Unemployment is always knocking at the door. Let's talk to Paul Waldman. It's time for our weekly media misinformation report from our senior fellow at the Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. Go to MediaMatters.org And he is also the author of Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. He also now is writing a weekly online column for the American Prospect. And you can check that out at prospect.org. Paul, good morning, and nice to hear your voice.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. Had a great vacation, and it's good to be back. I'm now convinced more than ever that talk radio is boring. It's the same stuff all across the country. We took a road trip, vacation, and it's the same stuff. These guys are still, you know what it is? It's all angry white guys screaming, yelling about the same, like, three or four topics. And then on top of that, I brought this up yesterday morning. How long has Franklin Delano Roosevelt been gone? Like, what? 60, 70 years? And they're still attacking FDR's New Deal.
Really?
They're still on the air running, putting authors on, attacking FDR. I mean, give it up. Okay, fine. You don't like the New Deal? Surrender your Social Security check. Make it out to J. Marvin or Paul Walden. We'll take it. Okay. Did you hear the, I'm going to play this after I'm done with you. Did you hear the video of Blitzer and Moore mix it up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Michael Moore finally stepped forward. Somebody finally got on that show and said what needed to be said about Wolf Blitzer and about CNN. And then, how about Lou Dobbs' follow-up about trying to, let me just play this little clip for you, because this is so typical. And why there's anybody out there that would fall for this one is beyond me. But here's Dobbs and Blitzer and, you know, the little pre-promotion thing that they do. Check this out.
Let's check in with Lou Dobbs to see what's coming up right at the top of the hour. Lou, what are you working on?
Wolf, are you having fun with Michael Moore?
I am.
He's more of a left-wing promoter than Hugo Chavez, for crying out loud.
Does this guy have any shred of decency? I mean, that's like the old game that they used to play in the 50s. Oh, you must be a communist. You must be associated with Fidel Castro, right?
Yeah, and it's a game that's still being played today. I mean, you know, just the other day, Mitt Romney went after Hillary Clinton for talking about how saying that we need a society where we acknowledge that we're all in it together. And he said, aha, Marx. So he said, you know, that she must be, that must mean that she's a Marxist. You know, anything that that strays from the conservative line must mean that you're a socialist or a communist. You know, it's that it's not an argument. It's an ad hominem attack. But we've come to expect that sort of thing.
Well, but they keep doing it. And, like, what I want to know is, when are people going to step forward and go, okay, look, Lou, you want to have a debate about what Michael Moore said. You want to have a debate about health care in the United States. You want to have a debate about whether the programs proposed by Barack Obama, John Edwards, Dennis Kucinich, and Hillary has yet to really propose one. But if you want to have conversations about this stuff, then let's have a conversation about that, not sit there and launch, you know, these stupid McCarthyite attacks against people.
Well, I think that's what we're going to hear a lot of as we go forward with this healthcare debate, because it's a top domestic issue. There's no question that this is what people want to talk about, want to address, and most of the Democratic candidates either have plans that they've put out or are going to be putting them out. And I think that we're going to hear that from conservatives a lot. Whatever Democrats propose, they're going to say that it's socialism. You know, after all, they said that about the Clinton health care plan in 1993, which had a lot of things wrong with it, but it's fundamental. The main mechanism that it used for holding costs was enhancing the role of HMOs. It bent over backwards to maintain the for-profit nature of the system. There was nothing socialistic about it, but they called that socialism. And so I think that we should not be surprised if we hear that attack over and over again from the Republicans this time around with the current round of Democratic proposals on health care.
Well, there's degrees of socialism. I mean, the socialism of a god-awful, disgusting place like Sweden or any other industrialized European country, and we all know that they're wrong and we're right, even though statistics point otherwise. There's a difference between that and the socialism of Kim Jong-il. But they want to lump all this stuff together in the same basket.
Absolutely. And, you know, as far as they're concerned, any kind of government involvement in things like healthcare must necessarily be wrong. And the that was brought up by Wolf Blitzer, and Michael Moore had a good rejoinder, which is, well, okay, do you hate Medicare? Because that's a government health care program that senior citizens are quite happy with and actually is much more efficient and cost-effective than the private health care that most non-senior citizens have. And it's obviously it's one of the most popular programs in the history of the American government. When you put it in those terms, you know, the Republicans are not going to be willing to attack Medicare. And so I think it really does demonstrate the shallowness of those kind of anti-government attacks. But we're going to hear that over and over again. You know, oh, it'll be just like the post office or things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wonder when people are going to demand better. Speaking of demanding better, this is one that's really gotten me. And while I was on vacation, I noticed a little bit of it, too, even though I didn't concentrate so much on the news. But conservative pundits attack Clinton for perjury and obstruction. Oh, God, did we hear this forever and a day? And you know what? I thought what he did was wrong. I also thought the pardon of Mark Rich was wrong. I think all of that was wrong. But they now defend Libby. I mean, that's hypocrisy. And also to pull this stunt, which I keep getting, well, the pardons of Bill Clinton far outnumber the pardons of George W. Bush. Well, the faulty logic in that is, number one, assuming that each and every person thought that the pardons by Bill Clinton were correct, that's number one. And number two, Bush has not reached the end of his term yet, so we don't know what he has in store. But talk about these contradictions a little bit.
Yeah, this is the comparison that conservatives want to make. Oh, it's just like the Mark Rich pardon, and so therefore, you know, Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton has no right to criticize, and anyone who is a supporter or anyone, you know, Democrats shouldn't be criticizing the Libby commutation because Clinton pardoned Mark Rich. Well, you know, whatever you think about the Mark Rich pardon and whether it's defensible or not, there's one big, big difference. When Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, he wasn't trying to save his own skin. He wasn't trying to prevent negative information about his own administration from coming out. The real analogy is to the pardon that George H.W. Bush gave of Caspar Weinberger, his defense secretary. Caspar Weinberger was about to go on trial, and in that trial, one of the things that was going to be introduced was Weinberger's diaries, which showed, based on his discussions as the meeting went on, that everything that Bush had been saying about how he was out of the loop on Iran-Contra was a lie. And so George H.W. Bush pardoned Caspar Weinberger. There was no trial. Those diaries were never introduced. They were never made public. That's the analogy. Because in both cases, the president is essentially saving his own skin and that of his administration. With Scooter Libby not spending a day in jail, there's no way he can be pressured to talk about what actually went on, what the nature of the effort to attack Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame was. He is basically saving his own. So the analogy to Mark Rich really there's no real analogy there. It's much worse than almost any standard that you can come up with.
Yeah, but they just keep pushing that line over and over and over again.
And the other thing is that of course all these people who spoke so in such august tones about the importance of the rule of law during the Clinton impeachment are now saying that the rule of law is not important, that the whole Libby prosecution was political from the start. Well, you have a Republican appointed prosecutor who prosecuted him before a Republican appointed judge and a jury of his peers, all of whom found him guilty. And the judge imposed the same kind of harsh sentence that Republicans are always advocating. But once all that happened, they said, oh, no, you know, the rule of law is no longer important. This is just terrible that a guy like Scooter Libby would have to actually go to jail, and isn't this awful, when, you know, they're quite happy to have people who are not wealthy, people who are connected and are friends of the vice president, to go to jail. That doesn't bother them so much. When someone like Scooter Libby goes to jail, there's a lot of beating of breasts. People threatening to faint over with the injustice of it all. But that's what we're seeing from conservatives in Washington now.
Big time. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Paul Waldman is with us from Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org. Here's one that's off the script, but I know you know about it, and I just can't resist bringing it up. Speaking of Clinton and Hillary Clinton, Limbaugh makes this incredible claim, I believe it was yesterday or maybe it was on Friday, that he doesn't remember ever saying anything on the air about a conspiracy to commit murder involving Hillary Clinton. That has got to be one of the most bizarre. Like, how does anybody who's listened to him over any period of time accept that?
Yeah, I mean, he was for many, many years, has been one of the main purveyors of the theory that that Hillary Clinton arranged for the murder of Vince Foster. People murdered.
Right.
Vince Foster was the aide in the Clinton Justice Department who committed suicide. There were all kinds of conspiracy theories that were floated around by people like Rush Limbaugh, that Hillary had him killed, that he was having an affair with Hillary, that he was actually murdered in an apartment that belonged to her and then moved into the park where he was found. It's been one of the things that really sent those conspiracy theorists into the most kind of insane ramblings. And now Rush Limbaugh is denying that he ever said any such thing. And, you know, when people like him are not talking about, you know, having her murdered, they're talking about her being a murderer. So it's a little hard to believe, but you know, it indicates, I think, when they deny this sort of thing after having, you know, in Limbaugh's case, having for so long, you know, really pushed these conspiracy theories that Hillary Clinton was involved in a murder, that Foster didn't actually commit suicide, for years and years. Then when he gets questioned about it, she tries to deny it, which indicates a certain amount of shame. And he ought to feel shame, but that's not something that he generally demonstrates much of.
He just engages in such overt revisionism and lying. Oh, I never said that. Well, yeah, you did, because I remember you going on and on and on and on and on about it. And it's like, yeah, certainly somebody can go back and dig that audio up. Then what is he going to say?
Well, he'll probably say he didn't really mean it, or it was taken out of context, but... You know, as I said, Rush has been one of the main purveyors of that conspiracy theory that Hillary and Bill Clinton were involved in murdering Vince Foster. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if a Democrat gets elected next year. If it's Hillary Clinton, I think that simply put, the people like Rush Limbaugh, their heads will just explode. But it'll be interesting to see what kinds of new depths of craziness they go to, given what happened during the 8 years of the Clinton administration, if a Democrat is elected in 2008.
Yeah, it's almost worth hoping that Hillary gets a nomination and gets elected just to be able to drive them crazy. But I know how they would see that, and I know how he would see it, and how he would see it would be, well, good, I'm glad she's won, because now I have 4 more, possibly 8 more years of material. I mean, that's how he would look at it. It's just unbelievable to me that people continue to hear that and then they just believe it.
Oh, there's no question. I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, Rush Limbaugh thrived during the Clinton years, and he would thrive again if Hillary Clinton, and any Democrat really, but I think especially Hillary Clinton,
right?
He would no doubt see that as a great source of material, and it would give him new life. Because frankly, over the past few years, when the Republicans were in control of everything, it makes it kind of difficult for someone like him to keep doing what they're doing. You know, drumming up new enemies all the time and trying to convince people that there's this vast liberal conspiracy out there that's keeping them down when it's the Republicans who are in charge. That gets to be very old after a while. But I'm sure that if a Democrat gets elected, and with a Democratic Congress, he'll be happy as a clam.
Well, now he's kind of trapped. They're all kind of trapped. I mean, look at this report that broke yesterday evening about the fact that Iraq has not met any of the goals, any of the checkpoints that the administration laid out for them, that George W. Bush laid out almost a year ago in his speech. Now they're going to have to get on the air either and ignore it, or they're going to have to confront it today. And how are they going to do that? I mean, how are you going to tap dance around that? And it seems to me it'd be a lot easier to have somebody in the White House like Hillary Clinton or John Edwards or, you know, name any Democrat, so you could get on the air day after day and attack them, provide no solutions, but just keep attacking them, rather than now having to face up to the fact that you were wrong, the administration was wrong, and you know, you guys are caught. What are they going to do?
Yeah, it makes it very difficult when you've been defending the administration for so long and arguing that every piece of bad news that comes out of Iraq is not true. It's just the media trying to make you think that things are going badly there. It puts you in an extremely uncomfortable position as the war spirals down and down, worse and worse, to have to keep defending them all the time. And you're seeing a few conservatives actually not defending them anymore, but most of them are sticking with it, and as a consequence, they look increasingly ridiculous.
My God, what is Melanie Morgan going to do for material? Okay, one last one. this seems to be going on. This is a never-ending thing that never seems to go away. On Charlie Rose, Girth and Van Natta repeatedly discredited defense of the alleged 1993 plan for the Hillary Clinton presidency. These two have been out there pushing that book, their book by Little Brown, which was released in June, and they keep bringing this thing up, and they just won't give it up, and it's just not true.
Yes, it's very strange. You know, they say sort of breathlessly in the book that that Bill and Hillary had this secret 20-year plan to take control of the presidency, and their story has changed on it. First, it was supposed to be a plan for both him and her, and then it was just a plan for him. And I think there's two things going on. First of all, the alleged source, historian Taylor Branch, has basically denied that any such thing ever took place, and that put them in an awkward position. It was sort of in the book, it's kind of a friend told a friend told a friend sort of thing. It's also, I think, shows in a broader way the way that the rules are often different for Hillary Clinton. Whether you like her or think she should be president, because I think in large part because she's a woman, the rules don't seem to apply in the way that they do with male politicians. You know, Hillary Clinton gets referred to as ambitious. And there's supposed to be something sinister about that ambition. The idea that even if there were, you know, there doesn't seem to have been this plan for her to become president 20 years ago. But even if there had been, you know, you think that male politicians who end up being president don't think about their careers a long time in advance. You know, there are 20 different Democrats and Republicans running for president right now. The only one who's referred to as ambitious in a problematic way is Hillary Clinton. It's supposed to be okay for Mitt Romney to be ambitious, so fine that we don't even talk about it. We don't even talk about his ambition as something that could be a problem. But when it comes to someone like Hillary Clinton, the fact that she's ambitious is supposed to be sinister. And I think that, it would have happened with any woman who was the first person to have a real serious shot at winning the presidency, but it's certainly happening with her.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true and should be discussed more, that it's okay for a man to have ambition, but boy, let a woman do it. It's like this idea that, she's cold and calculating. What? And there are not men running for office that are not cold and calculating? There's not men out there that are pulling the exact same stunts? I mean, Senator John McCain is on the floor of the Senate at this very moment trying to, defend his position on Iraq. I mean, it's like...
And politicians calculate. That's what they do.
Exactly. I mean, so why? What's the big deal here? Because you know what? It's Hillary Clinton. That's why. And I don't back her. But we got to be fair about this. And it seems to me that people are just not fair. And I'm also beginning to wonder when somebody in the media is going to cry foul on this one, too. I'm waiting. Do you think I should hold my breath?
I don't think you should.
No, you're probably right. I'll probably pass out. Paul, it's always good to have you on. You do such a great job, and you're just such a wise guy. I really appreciate you being on the program, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Jay, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Paul. There's Paul Waldman. Go to Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org. Get these reports for yourself and learn to distinguish basically when you're being hosed. Okay. Coming up, and I do mean coming up, if you have not heard the explosive audio between Wolf Blitzer and Michael Moore about Sicko and about the war in Iraq.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got insurance.
True, with insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
Reasonable people to deal with. Like my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear, like my close buddy Spanky Herrera, like Ziggy, and the guy who has basically taught me a lot about cars and about buying cars, Colby Harris out there, Isaac. These are not names that I just throw out. These are people that I know and that I consider to be my friends. And that's what draws me to Rockies, and it makes it different than, say, just getting on and talking about any other car dealership. I mean, the fact is that I not only have bought from Rockies, Mary and I both have, but that we have lifelong friends working at Rockies Autos. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get there and see the selection in person. That's the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. 64 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
You're listening to The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
9:30, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, high today 82. At least the rainy weather has gone away here temporarily. And coming up, we're going to play the Michael Moore. We're going to play the Michael Moore Wolf Blitzer audio. There's this big misconception out there on the part of a lot of people that CNN is a liberal network and the people working there are liberal, when every single time you turn the corner, they show you that they're not. I mean, the thing with Lou Dobbs, the quote about Lou Dobbs equating Michael Moore to Hugo Chavez is an example of smear tactics and red baiting. And Michael Moore calls Wolf Blitzer into account for their dealings on such things as socialized medicine and the war in Iraq, and to me, it's like, okay, finally somebody gets on there and says it the way that it should be said. I'm not saying you have to agree with Michael Moore on everything. I'm not saying that you have to think that Michael Moore is the greatest guy on the planet. That's not the issue. The issue is simply this, that the fact is he gets on there and stands up to these folks. And so much of what is believed by both the left and the right in this country is wrapped up in so much myth and Orwellian phraseology at times, that it's like, okay, sit down and take a good cold hard look at what's going on in the media and look what's happening here, and you'll see, and it's just provable time and time again, that they're just not doing their jobs. I mean, we all know that what Fox is. There's no fooling around about this. We know what it is. At least you ought to know what it is. I mean, there are people out there who don't know what it is and won't acknowledge what it is, but it is. I mean, it's Foxaganda. That bumper sticker about, well, don't lie, Fox can't stand the competition. I mean, it's true. But it becomes less clear when you get to things like MSNBC and CNN and other forms of media. And the fact is that the media did not do what they should have done prior to the war in Iraq. They got stampeded by the administration. Michael Moore takes Wolf Blitzer to task. If you haven't heard this, it is explosive and it's worth listening to. And then I would love for you to call me up and tell me what you think. And I ran it this morning at 6:30. I think it's so worthy that I want to run it again. So we'll check traffic here with Gina. And Gina, I won't put you on the spot over anything.
Thank you.
I won't do that this morning.
Okay.
However, I notice that when I do it, it does make you uncomfortable, but you have never quit the show or walked away.
Oh, it doesn't always make me uncomfortable.
Like, does it make you uncomfortable that this story is out now about Iraq, that, according to senior administration officials, that those deadlines that were laid out in the president's speech, those benchmarks for the Iraqis to make, they haven't made any of them?
It concerns me, yes.
Okay, so in other words, most of what we were told, most of what has been said now over a period of time by all of these folks, the president, the vice president, all the people surrounding them, the folks who carry water for them in the media, all of this stuff. John McCain, the marketplace stroll. McCain's on the floor of the Senate again this morning doing it. This takes courage. This is a tough time. Okay, all that stuff. You know what? It's all BS. Because what happened is the Iraqi government can't survive without us. They can't live without us. And they're dead in the water. I mean, basically, they didn't live up to what they agreed to do. And Maliki is facing a no-confidence vote. So now what do we do? Do we continue to prop up a failing enterprise here? Or do we come to our senses and say, okay, we spent enough money, we've lost enough lives, this is the end, and, P.S., nothing these people have said is true, and nothing that they've said to us has come true?
Hard questions, tough answers, I don't know.
I think the answers are easy.
So you just want to leave the Iraqi people and just forget about them?
I think they want us to leave. I don't think it's a matter of we leaving the Iraqi people. I think that's a convenient way to put it. I think it's a good talking point, but I think that the whole thing really has been about resources and stability in the region, not about democracy, and they don't really, they want what they want, and I think we ought to give it to them, and I don't think they want us to be there, and poll after poll shows that they don't, and they're going to, the government which we endorse and prop up is planning a, you know, the parliament's planning a no-confidence vote. I don't think there's an easy way to get out. I think it's a mess, and I think there's going to be loss of life. But, hey, I mean, what do you do? Do old men keep sending young men off to die? Do we keep spending money we don't have? Who's going to pay for this? And do you hold anybody accountable for this, or do you just go, well, they made a mistake?
Yeah, but hindsight's always 2020.
Yeah, but hindsight's not 2020. And Michael Moore's point to Wolf Blitzer is exactly this. When there were people who stood up in the beginning and said, no, don't do this, it's wrong. Now George W. Bush is going to make a speech today, and he's going to go back to the same old line again about how we have to follow the recommendations of the commanders on the ground. Well, wait a minute. Is this a government run by civilians, or is it run by the military? Civilians make policy. Elected officials make policy. We've been hearing that line now for God knows how long, and look where it's gotten us. We're in worse shape now than we were 4 years ago.
I hear you.
Okay, traffic.
Well, we've got a major closure in Morrison. We've had a multiple vehicle crash. Of course, this is out of the city, but it's the biggest issue right now. They closed off U.S. 285 right near Colorado 8, so you're not going to be able to use that at this time. So steer clear of that area completely. Here in town, still have several slow pockets as we shake loose. Downtown, of course, I-25. Northbound I-25 been fairly sluggish through the bridges A lot of this was due to the weather, so looks like we're starting to see better conditions now, although we do have a power outage that was reported downtown. It's affecting traffic signals, definitely at Broadway and Colfax and possibly other areas, so be careful at those intersections. Weather outlook today, windy through afternoon. We're going to get isolated showers and a high of 82. Right now it's cloudy, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nobody makes a better breakfast than Sonic. They have toaster sandwiches, the supersonic breakfast burrito.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Last Mimsy, Sweetland, Wild Tigers I Have Known, or The Page Turner. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
100-1146. The new Die Hard Platinum presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Hey, Negative, you see what Bob just installed in the back seat for the kids?
Muzzles, I hope.
No, DVD monitors. Isn't that cool?
Great. First the GPS, now DVD players and monitors. It's a lot of juice for us to pump out.
What, can't handle it?
Look, if Bob wants to install a chandelier for a dome light, I can handle it.
The new Die Hard Platinum battery with Evolution Technology. Available at Sears and Sears.com/platinum. More starting power, more reserve power. Die Hard. Spiral AGM batteries.
Don't miss the incredible 1 cent school specials at Staples now through Wednesday. Get a pencil case, a sharpener, and more for just a penny each. Stop in and save. Staples. That was easy. Limits apply while supplies last.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 9:40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. Let's get to this right away because it's a long, and my God, we don't want to get in trouble with the programming department. I'll be doing all nights on KOA and screaming about Al Gore's bad rear end.
Huh.
Clever. This is Michael Moore and Wolf Blitzer. And Moore just takes it to Blitzer. They run this hatchet piece by Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, about Moore's movie Sicko, and then Moore responds. Check it out.
And Michael Moore is joining us now live from Detroit. Michael, thanks very much for coming in. You want to respond?
Well, first of all,
you want to respond to anything we just heard?
Yeah, I'd like about 10 minutes to respond to
give us a couple headlines, what you'd like to say.
I don't talk in sound bites. So that report was so biased. I can't imagine what pharmaceutical company ads coming up right after our break here. But, you know, why don't you tell the truth to the American people? I mean, I wish that CNN and the other mainstream media would just for once tell the truth about what's going on in this country, whether it's with health care, I don't care what it is. I mean, you guys have such a poor track record, and for me to come on here and have to listen to that kind of crap, I mean, seriously, I haven't been on your show now for 3 years. The last time I was on, you ran a similar piece about Fahrenheit 9/11 saying, oh, this can't be true, what he's saying about the war, how it's going to be a quagmire, the weapons of mass destruction, you know. And why don't you start off, actually, with my first appearance back here on your show in 3 years, and maybe apologize to me for saying that 3 years ago, because it turned out everything I said in Fahrenheit was true. Everything's come to happen. Everything I said, I mean, I took you in that film, The Walter Reed Hospital. And it took 3 years before you or any of the rest of the mainstream media would go to Walter Reed Hospital and see what was happening to our troops. So for me to have to sit here and listen again to more crap about socialized medicine or how the Canadians have it, you know, worse than us and all this, all the statistics show that we have a far worse health care than these other industrialized countries. We're the only ones that don't have it free and universal. And, you know, you said that Germany was the only one that was better than us in terms of wait times. The Commonwealth Fund last year showed of the top six countries, we were second to last, next to Canada. It showed that Britain, for instance, 71% of the British public, when they call to see a doctor, get to see the doctor that day or the next day. It's 69% in Germany. It's 66% in Australia. And you're the ones who are fudging the facts. You fudged the facts to the American people now for I don't know how long about this issue, about the war. And I'm just curious, when are you going to just stand there and apologize to the American people for not bringing the truth to them that isn't sponsored by some major corporation? I mean, I'll sit here for as long as it takes.
All right, well,
if you can do that
just
for
to be
me.
In fairness, we had a lot of commercials for Sitco that we've been running on CNN as well. So you know, we have commercials. This is a business, obviously. But let's talk a little bit about one
you
of
have
the...
You have a nightly medical report. You have something called The Daily Dose. I watch CNN. You have it every day, The Daily Dose, sponsored by fill in the blank, and you are funded by these people day in and day out. Don't even compare that to my movie being out for a couple of weeks.
I would say that
ads for 15 seconds.
I don't know if you're familiar with I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sanjay Gupta's record, but I would stack up his record on medical issues with virtually anyone in the business.
All right. So when I now put on my website, as I will do tonight, how his facts were wrong about the $7,000 that we spend. It's actually, I've read one report now, it's even more than $7,000 that we spend per person each year in this country. I'm going to put the real facts up there on my website so people can see what he just said was absolutely wrong.
If we get that confirmed, obviously we'll correct the record, Sanjay, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you will. Good.
Obviously, Sanjay Gupta is not only a doctor and a neurosurgeon, but he's also an excellent, excellent journalist. Look, I saw the film, and it's a powerful, powerful...
I saw Dr. Sanjay Gupta over there embedded with the troops at the beginning of the war. He and the others of you in the mainstream media refuse to ask our leaders the hard questions and demand the honest answers. And that's why we're in this war. We're in the fifth year of this war because you and CNN, Dr. Gupta, you didn't do your jobs back then, and now here we are in this mess. What if you'd actually done the job on that? That's why anybody who hears anything of what you say now about universal health care should question what you're saying, what you're putting out there. You didn't do the job for us with the war. You're not doing it with this issue. And I just wonder when the American people are going to turn off their TV sets and quit listening to this stuff.
Sanjay Gupta did an excellent job covering that war. He was with the Navy's medical doctors, and he went in and risked his life, and he actually started to perform some neurosurgery on the scene.
You have to ask the questions.
Why
are we here? That's the question. Why are we here in this war? Where's the weapons of mass destruction? Why did it take you so long, Wolf, to finally take on Vice President Cheney? It took you to 2007 before you made the man
those
mad
are,
at
those
you.
Are fair
I mean,
questions.
It's four years.
Look, let's talk a
Where
little.
Where are you?
Let's talk about Sicko. That's the film that you're here to talk about.
Let's forget that.
There's plenty to talk about the war. There's plenty to talk about with Sicko.
I just haven't seen you in 3 years, so I was just wondering how you felt after three years of not seeing me.
Michael,
after you trashed Fahrenheit, after you trashed Fahrenheit and said I was wrong about, oh yeah, this war was.
We've invited you on numerous occasions. Unfortunately, you've declined our invitations over these past 3 years. But there have been plenty of times we've asked you to come on the show, and plenty of times you declined,
really?
which is of course
and
you're
you
right.
You wanted to. Apologized? Why did you want to interview me?
That's what we do on television. Let's talk about... you don't have to apologize to me.
Maybe just apologize to the American people and to the families of the troops for not doing your job.
Here's a question.
4 years ago, we wouldn't be in this war if you'd done your job. Just admit it. Apologize to the American people.
Which of the presidential candidates who are out there right now do you think would do the best job fixing the nation's health care system?
Well... the Democrats have to be asked some very specific questions. Too many of them are saying, well, they're for health care for all people. Very few of them are being as specific as Mr. Kucinich is and saying, well, I support the Conyers bill in Congress, H.R. 676. That's what we need to hear. And I'd like to hear what these other Democratic candidates are going to say and do in specifics in removing the private insurance companies from the equation. We shouldn't have profit involved when we talk about taking care of people's health.
Is there a candidate, though, you think, is Dennis Kucinich your candidate? Who do you think? I know that in the film
you go after Hillary Clinton, and
you're very, very bipartisan in your criticism in the film, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, when you say I go after her, let's be clear. I mean, I actually think she did a very brave thing to try and address this issue 14 years ago, and they stopped her cold. They went after her with the same kind of, you know, trash pieces I just had to watch, and so that stopped her, and now we've had to suffer through 14 more years of having no universal health care in this country. Our own government admits that because of the 47 million who aren't insured, we now have about 18,000 people a year that die in this country simply because they don't have health insurance. That's 6/9/11s every single year, and if you times that by 14, since Mrs. Clinton was unceremoniously removed from the agenda here, she hasn't been able to talk about this. She hasn't really put forth her specific plan. I'm hoping that the people who've gone to my movie, the people that are concerned about this issue, will write to Mrs. Clinton and say, please, universal health care that's free for everyone who lives in this country. It'll cost us less than what we're spending now lining the pockets of these private health insurance companies, of these pharmaceutical companies. So there's still a chance to have some, I think, effect on people like her. And, of course, there's one candidate who isn't even in the race yet. I don't know if he ever will be, but he was right about the war before it began, unlike CNN. Did I mention that?
You did.
And he's right about global warming, and he's right on this issue, too.
Al Gore. The Democrats, by and large, most of them support some sort of major health reform, including universal health care, which is what you support. I want you to listen to what Rudy Giuliani, the Republican frontrunner, said at the Republican debate that I hosted up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Listen to this.
Okay.
Free market principles are the only things that reduce costs and improve quality. Socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
All right, what do you say to Mayor Giuliani?
So he's saying that he hates Medicare?
He's saying socialized medicine will ruin medicine in the United States.
Ask a doctor if they'd rather have a Medicare patient or somebody who's got a lousy HMO. Because they know at least Medicare will, the government will pay them, send them a check, and not have to fight an hour on the phone just to get the $15 office visit paid for. I mean, seriously, we have one of the largest socialized medicine systems in this country. It's called Medicare and Medicaid. And while it's underfunded and too much of the control of it has been handed over to private companies, we've already proven that we can do things like that and Social Security and other things very well. So I hope that he wasn't attacking help for senior citizens, because that's what it sounded like to me.
I got a whole bunch of questions. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
There it is. And we should repeat that follow-up, too. Here's what Lou Dobbs, who some of you sent me emails about Lou, and you love him, right? Okay. Here's what Lou Dobbs. And this will be the line of attack against Michael Moore for standing up for himself and standing up for decent principles. This will be the line of attack that the right will take when they go after Michael Moore over this, and you can bet that they'll do it. And why not? Because I'd rather talk about that than our failing policy in Iraq in general. Here's what Lou Dobbs had to say, his McCarthyite comments.
Let's check in with Lou Dobbs to see what's coming up right at the top of the hour. Lou, what are you working on?
Wolf, are you having fun with Michael Moore?
I am.
He's more of a left-wing promoter than Hugo Chavez, for crying out loud.
Lou Dobbs, you know what? Lou Dobbs is not fit to suck the oil out of my engine crankcase. He can suck on something, but not my engine. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Let's check out traffic with Roberto Morgan.
Gee, still a little crowded on the highway drive around town, but things slowly getting back up to speed on I-25 across downtown, through the bridges and around the tech center. 225 looking good across Aurora. I-70 in better shape on both sides of the city. Downtown, some delays due to some power outages. Some lights are out, especially at Broadway and Colfax, perhaps some other intersections. And on the west side, do have that closure of 285 right near Morrison Road. Heading west of 470, not possible right now. We'll let you know when it gets open back up again. Well, the forecast, they've adjusted it several times already. Cloudy, windy, cooler, may not get out of the upper 70s. Look for showers this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, low 57, and 88 for tomorrow. So the heat will be back. Right now, though, it's 64 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looks like a perfect day for s'mores. So why not pick up some great-tasting Hershey's chocolate bars in the Walmart?
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Hi. Any tips on getting a girl I like to notice me?
Easy. A new set of Autolite XP Extreme Performance spark plugs are sure to turn any lady's head.
Really? I don't think she really cares about that sort of stuff.
What woman wouldn't be impressed by optimum engine performance and top fuel efficiency over the life of the plug?
I was kind of thinking flowers.
Yep. Just add Autolite XP plugs and love will blossom. This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite spark plugs. It's time to change your plugs.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
800-319-0982.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 82, slight chance of thunderstorms. And Jay Marvin along with you. Let's see if we can squeeze in one call here. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to say, you know, I've always been a fan of Lou Dobbs, and those comments that he made about Michael Moore were just, like, way off the cuff. I couldn't believe that. I believe Michael Moore is truly, you know, a great American. I mean, that dude will say it like it is. And I just love the way that he shut down Blitzer and got out what he wanted to say.
Well, if this had been 1955, Lou Dobbs would be a red baiter because that's what he's trying to do. Look, Hugo Chavez is identified as being extreme. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to tar Michael Moore with the same brush. But that's what they always do. I mean, people like Lou Dobbs always engage in that kind of behavior. And what we should say to people like Lou Dobbs is this. You want to have a debate with Michael Moore or anybody else about health care, fine. Let's have that debate. But launching an attack like that for no reason at all and engaging in smear tactics, that speaks more volumes about you than it does about Michael Moore or anything that Michael Moore might have said to Wolf Blitzer.
Well, I totally agree. You know, the thing about Michael Moore that impresses me the most is just how simple he is about the truth. You know, it's pretty painful for people to look at, but, I mean, he really can put it out there very simply, you know. And that's
yeah,
what
he's not scared. He's not scared to lean out there, and you got to admire him for that. Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Tom Hartman is coming up next. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We'll have more on this report about Iraq and more about the life we live in the greatest country in the world.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Three by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.